Tickets are on sale now.
Infinity Broadcasting, WJFK-FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Welcome to the 224th presentation of the Hallmark Hall of Fame.
Hi.
Tonight we are proud to present Riding the Bus with My Sister.
Yeah.
Hello.
Rachel is beautiful and successful.
Lovely.
Beth has a style all her own.
Excellent.
They have nothing in common except they're sisters.
Yo, Ann!
So are you.
Now they are about to become more than family. They will become friends.
I like you just the way you are.
Based on a best-selling novel.
Mike O'Mara, Don Geronimo.
I love you too.
Riding the Bus with My Sister. The Hallmark Hall of Fame is brought to you by Hallmark Cards of Kansas City. And the fine stores in your neighborhood that
Kansas City, Hallmark everything's cards. Up to date there.
Hallmark. Will you care enough to send
a baby? I want to see you! Oh!
Shut up!
Oh, that is that. Yeah.
Good. Okay, now. Let me ask you something.
No.
What?
No.
No, it's great.
No.
He hasn't asked
what's great
yet.
Is carrying this into the second week. That, to me, makes it funnier now. Now it's really ours.
I had not noticed.
What for?
I had not noticed that this was the second week.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, we've carried it into the second week.
Who's in charge here?
We'll run this joint anyway.
Absolutely.
None of your business, honey.
Silent Theta set that to row number one. Thank you.
Is there a chance that maybe you could keep your voice down ever so much?
No.
Yes, I want you to.
No.
Yes.
No.
Don't make me ask again.
Oh, that's boring clothes. What, am I scaring you?
You don't scare me. I just don't like the tone of your voice. That's about
yes.
it. Yes, that's right.
Yes.
Yep, you got it, sister.
Can you hear me?
Who can't? Who can't hear you?
Oh, that is that.
Yeah, that's not going to get any sympathy from me. Just keep your voice down.
It was just 168 hours ago that you first played Diva.
Excellent.
Excellent. You're not excellent.
Okay, here's the question. Yes. I desperately want to start today with TJ, Mr. Tom Jones.
Yeah,
of course.
Ooh. I realize, you know, that in this, what is the year, 2005?
Yes, that's correct.
We're only talking about music.
This is in 2005 already.
Oh, yes, it is, Mike. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. So, God, it's not unusual. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I like that one.
A little crispy, though. You
I like
a
She's
lot.
A Lady.
I like Kiss.
I like that one, too. What about Daughter of Darkness?
I don't remember that.
Do you remember
no.
that?
It's a deep cut.
I love that one.
Daughter of Darkness.
Well, if you're going to play Tom Jones, I think maybe deep cut the way to go.
Daughter of Darkness. Bom, 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 bom. Stay out of my life. My life.
Never heard of that one.
And Help Yourself always merits a mention.
Yeah.
So help yourself.
Hey,
I like that, though.
That's
I like
good.
That one.
I've always
hey, that's one nobody ever plays.
I've played that one before.
I've always said if I had a cooking show, I'd want that to be the theme.
Never mind. I am dumb.
What?
I've already played Tom Jones one day to start the show recently.
Never mind.
Well, that's, you know what? That's a nasty tease.
He has many hits.
You're a Tom tease.
Sorry,
what are you going to replace it with?
I don't know.
Well, now that you brought it up to the table.
I don't know.
Chills and fever, yeah.
Let me see.
Hold on. Rob Trouble sing it.
Chills and fever, yeah. I give you some choices.
Sorry of yourself to my lips.
I'm just in such a great mood after the best Mother's Day weekend. And I am not kidding.
I know.
The best Mother's Day weekend.
Right?
In the history of Mother's Day.
That's right. You're very lucky.
I concur.
Yeah, you had much the same.
A very similar weekend.
You're both very lucky.
Okay, let's see.
My love is like candy on a shelf.
Come on, guys.
The sweetest thing is there for you.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Whoa,
no.
Whoa, whoa.
Aerosmith played them already. Doors played them too much.
You went right by the Wiggles.
You too played that already. Cool and the Gang, Hate Celebration. Why do we have that song?
In case we do a wedding.
BTO played that already. Tom Petty, Sick of Him. John Lennon, well, you can't start with that. Starting Over, that's not a good song to start a radio show with.
Not rocking.
Our life together is so precious.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do.
What?
It's really just going to be dealer's choice. I mean, but random dealer's choice.
Here comes the grassroots again.
Now, Mike,
picked up a stack.
Mike, here's a stack of CDs.
A random stack.
Pick anything. Pick any CD.
Pick a disc, any disc.
Like I'm doing you just took Tom Jones out.
I think to make it fair, you should put Tom Jones back in and shuffle.
Well, that's already been decided.
Okay, all right. I'll put Tom Jones back in and shuffle.
There, like
what
minutes?
Are the odds?
We've got one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight discs with different songs.
I love these games.
Now, what you got to do.
Shuffle the cards.
I'm going to shuffle the cards. Shuffle these now.
All right. Don't bend any corners.
Hold on.
No marking.
Why?
Yeah, well, you got
Delilah.
But you got to see the Tom Jones one, though, has a label on it.
How do I turn him on the side?
Here we go.
Or have him choose a number 1 through 8.
No. Here you go. Mike, look right at the stack. Pick one out. Lean up and pick one out. Don't look at the CD. Just lean up and pick one out.
Sliding one out of the center of the stack.
You got one?
Dead center.
Do you have one? Okay. Now, what's wrong?
Mike has apparently
pick
seen
a number between... Stop. How many cuts are on this?
Oh.
Pick a number between 1 and 23.
This is a great game.
1.
How do
okay.
you
game? All right. I can live with it.
I'm responsible for this.
No.
I'd like to take responsibility before you play it. That way, if it's bad or good,
no.
it's on me.
I think you like it.
It's on in Mike's show.
Yeah.
Good. Jeopardy. But you don't like Greg Ken?
It's a good show starter.
It's a good up-tempo tune. Would you want to pick another number from the same CD?
He does.
Yes.
How many cuts are on there? 23.
Jeopardy.
And I'll tell you this. They're all over the place on this CD.
How about 10?
Number 10.
10.
Okay.
I just, you know, that song.
Do you think this is better or not as good as the last one?
10. If it's the long version, I think it's better.
Okay.
No, short version. You don't like this one either to start a show?
Well, we've played it a lot.
No, we don't play it a lot. We never play it because I hate the short version. I love the long version.
I do know there's a lot of funky stuff going down in the city.
Okay,
right, how about cut number 23? I'm going for the first one and the last one. This is when Rob was tired.
No.
Number 23.
I think I know what it is, though.
Yeah.
I think he chose well.
I'm ready. I'm going to be pleased with this.
Yeah. We got the song we're going to start with.
All right.
I promise you'll like it.
On our compilation disc, number 20, this is cut number 23.
Very good. Now I'm excited.
Good choice, Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime. Anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
And if you're crappy, get him back in the attic.
Here I was worried about playing Tom Jones. Now we're going to Jerry Reed and All Is Right with the World.
All right, I'm clapping up.
You sure you want this one, Mike? You want to throw it back for one more?
When you hot,
it's perfect.
Yeah. When you're hot,
hi, everybody.
Especially if you play it to the end.
You had a lot of choices. You had Thompson Twins.
Yeah.
Bow Wow Wow.
Yeah.
You had Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Which one from Casey and the Sunshine Band?
Get Down Tonight.
Well, that's pretty good.
You had the Supremes. You had Hall & Oates. You had Donnie Irish. You had Thomas Dolby.
What's Donnie Irish song?
Love Is Like a Rock.
Yeah. Oh.
One of your favorites.
Yeah.
Turn around and that was a...
I think.
Can I request Donny Iris?
He said, hello, boy.
If you can guess the number.
Oh.
Oh, y'all need it. Oh, that's the mystery.
Well, you're looking at me in that tone of voice.
You hot in the air when you're hot.
What are you counting?
19. Number 19.
Hi, Mike.
Shut up.
You're distracting.
I'm telling everyone to shut up now. That's what I do on this show.
19's a good one.
All right. Cut number 19.
19 is not Donny Iris.
What is it? Thompson Twins?
No, it's... Come on. It's a good one.
All right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I mean, I love this song by Huey Lewis. It's one of my favorite Huey Lewis songs. I like this, but it's not doing it for me.
I vetoed this.
Not powerful enough, really.
I vetoed this. Not strong enough.
I was walking down a one-way street. Just a looking.
We used to sing with this all the time.
And I said, thanks a lot.
Screw it.
Sing with that.
Donny Iris?
No. New CD. New disc.
All right. Wow.
New disc. And this time, Buzz.
Yes.
You make the choice.
Okay. Are you still playing?
Buzz, I hope you had better luck than I did.
So do I.
The Boss Jock Thank random you. Number game?
Let me see. I'm trying to find one that's not alphabetical.
All right.
Okay, I got one that's definitely not alphabetical. Buzz, there are 24 cuts on this CD as we... Jesus Christ, the show's 10 minutes on the air already.
Well, then I'll make a quick decision and say 25.
There's 24 cuts.
That's why I chose 25. No, I'll take 13.
13.
Ooh, unlucky. Yeah, we'll see. Lucky maybe 13. It won't. Maybe this will turn everything around.
This may work today.
The Don and Mike Show.
My pappy said, son, he's going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
What you like about this, Mike?
Not that I don't like it. It's not a show opener. Yeah, probably.
It's not that he doesn't like it. It's probably just right. That he hates it.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod?
No, I actually like Hot Rod Lincoln.
Yeah, me too.
But I like so many of these songs. I like the end of it better than the beginning. Getting started at the end.
Okay. Then here, I'll look at this disc. And I'll tell you what my choices would be number-wise. And then you guys just pick the number that you like. Okay?
All right.
If I was doing this as I should have done it to 20 minutes ago,
fine.
I'd look at cut number 2, cut number 6, cut number 9, cut number 21, cut 23. Got those numbers? Anybody got those numbers? Play those in the lotto tonight and call me tomorrow from your yacht.
They were on the back of my fortune cookie.
Why don't you go with cut number 6?
Number 6. And a guarantee.
Why are you making a face?
Because I wanted number 9.
You wanted number 9?
Did you know what it was?
No.
Oh, all right. I would have chose 21.
21? I'll tell you what you missed out on. 21 was Signs by the 5-Man Electrical Band.
Mm-hmm.
What did you have, Robbie?
9.
9. 9.
9.
Bill Squire, Everybody Wants You.
You were right.
Yeah. It was a good. Hey, listen.
Unless 6 completely
this
trumped it.
This could be really good, though.
6 is good.
Not in my show.
Come on, who doesn't like the Marshall Crenshaw?
I like the Marshall Crenshaw. Fine.
That's a good starting song.
Yeah, it's a good opener.
Brian? Great, all we got to do is restart the show. Give me 1 second.
Someday.
Is it time to start the show?
Yes, it's time. It's time.
Well, we should think about it.
It's time.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe in you.
Hello.
Yeah, here we go.
Hello.
That's good.
Hello.
That was like a little song intervention we had going.
Hello.
I kind of like a totally worthless effect. Opening the door as if we're just entering the room.
Not worthless.
And here he is now, a guy that voted for number 9. How's your
car?
Mother's Day weekend.
No, how's your card? Your key card.
Oh, my key card.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that.
My Mother's Day weekend was fine. And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Sol O2 and all the ships at sea. Remember, you have to cross the fleshy fun bridge if you want to see Don Geronimo
right.
And Mike O'Mara.
All right, Rocco.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, everybody. I mean, yeah. Start a show with Marshall Crenshaw. You're doing okay.
Oh, hi there.
Hi there. Got a good-looking Mundy.
Hi,
Don and Mike. Oh, hi there. Okay, here's the deal. Don and Mike show, and it's a new episode, Mike.
Hello.
On this Mundy. Mundy.
I said it already.
I didn't hear you say it.
Yeah, I said it before. You said Monday already.
We're doing it again.
We're doing it again. You don't mind, do you?
Did I do it already?
Maybe you didn't do it the way you normally do it.
What?
That's because we were playing with the beginning of the show.
Mike, it's a new episode on this Monday.
Monday.
Are you protesting the song?
No.
No, he likes the song.
No, I was having fun. I'm just having a very good time. I thought we were tweaking everything.
You thought we were what?
I thought we were tweaking everything. I thought this was Tweak It, Make It New Monday.
Make It New Monday. I like that.
This is not Flush the Format Friday.
Oh.
Translated into Make It Over Monday.
Oh, give it to me again then.
Mike, a new episode of this Monday.
Monday!
There you go.
Shut up.
050905.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
No, he's retarded. And you can call us from any anywhere in America at 877-365-3636. From Canada, from Mexico, 800-636-1067. And if you're lucky enough to be listening to WJFK FM, 202-432-1067. I'll play this to the love, all the way to the label.
That's great. That is a great song.
Someday, sure. Someway.
Simple, straight ahead.
Someday, someway. Yeah, there you go.
Hi, Mike.
Hi there. How are you, Billy Big Boy?
So that's the song, and now the show's officially on the air. And hi, and thank you for listening, everybody. And good show today. Lots of fun stuff. And I just couldn't, this is why I couldn't select the right song.
Why?
To start, because I'm just in such a fantastic mood.
You're giddy today.
And I feel like such an ass for being in such a fantastic mood. But
don't feel guilty.
But too bad. And you're right, Buzz, that's the word, the G word.
Embrace it.
I don't feel guilty. I feel great. Yeah. I had the best Mother's Day weekend that I've had since my wife has been a mother.
Yeah, I mean, usually Mother's Day weekend, it's all about mothers and not about you. This weekend was about you.
Yeah, and I think on Friday I was talking about the big focus on Mother's Day and how Father's Day gets diminished. Mm-hmm. Even last night, as I was watching the Weather Channel, laying in bed alone in my underwear, watching the Weather Channel, waiting for that hot, hot girl that looks like Jennifer Aniston to come on.
Is she pregnant?
She will be. Mike, her name is Alexandra Steele, and what she is...
Oh, now wait a minute.
A very low rent, Jennifer Aniston. Yeah. I was being facetious.
Oh, my God, you scared me, because she comes from Washington, D.C.
Right, and now she's a chick on the Weather Channel, and her only claim to fame... I think she was on Friends once.
Right.
In like a goof takeoff where she was a girl on the Weather Channel.
No eyebrows on her.
Who had hair like Jennifer Aniston.
Drawn on eyebrows.
You can paint those on.
Doesn't she have the drawn on eyebrows?
I've never really spent a lot of time on the eyebrows.
Next time you look at her, check them out. I think they're completely paint.
Well, all of her is paint.
Well, I'm watching the Weather Channel, and I'm waiting, of course, for my local on the 8th. And when it comes up, it says, and now from the Weather Channel, and they go to this pink background with exploding hearts, and it says, your Mother's Day forecast. They don't do this on Father's Day.
No, they don't.
No.
They really don't.
They don't do it on Christmas.
I think they do it on Christmas.
They have exploding hearts on Christmas?
Except I think they do it the PC way. Happy holidays.
Yes.
Yes. Right.
Listen, with all the complaining. Well,
Rob's giving the thumbs down that against
I'm
the
I'm not
PC
a big fan
one.
Of keeping it secular.
Rob ain't secular.
Just a quiet, uneventful Mother's Day.
Uh-huh.
My wife and my mother-in-law, who's living with me, and yeah, don't bother asking how's your mother-in-law.
Because you'll just answer the same every time. It's great.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't be greater.
Right.
They both went down to South Carolina for the unenviable job of helping my son move out of his college dorm into off-campus housing, into mm-hmm. an apartment deal, and... Thank God I wasn't there. Thank God I was, because I think I told you on Friday that the two different ways that a dad and a mom help out in a situation like this.
Right.
If I had arrived into the situation that my wife did, I'm sure I would have said to my son, have a nice weekend cleaning up this asshole and got in my car and come back home.
Mm-hmm.
He lived in a dorm for a year. I know I moved him in last year with four other guys. Apparently, the deal was for the entire school year, there really was no such thing as trash removal.
Yeah.
There was no such thing as laundry. Mm-hmm. And every single bottle that they had ever brought into the apartment stayed. Now,
really?
Yeah, the deal with... Well, there are four college boys living
together.
Yeah, but
together. I mean, I can't remember what the hygiene was when I was in a dorm, but... I think you got to a level of filth where you had to clean it.
Yeah. Well, now I'm only going
they had
on
with a dorm for four. They probably had a little extra space.
Yeah, they did. But even having that, they managed to make it just an awful, just a garbage prison. And the deal was that the unspoken rule, I guess, among these guys is whoever the last one was, Stan,
to move out,
would have to clean up.
That's a nice deal for the guys that left.
Yeah, well, great deal for my kid.
Wow, you know, so he was the last one.
El dumbass. He's the one that, and this is what was pissing me off as I'm getting this on the telephone. He said, but Dad, I had no time to move anything. He said, I had my finals. I said, well, didn't you just go to the movies? He said, yeah, but I needed a break from study.
Mm-hmm.
I said, in the 2 hours that you went to the movie, you could have gotten, meanwhile, Frida's calling me and she's saying, oh, There's no air conditioning in here. It was hot down in South Carolina over the weekend.
Oh, man.
It smells like garbage in here. There's piles of laundry from these kids that just left it. There's bottles everywhere.
So the other guys that split, they're just leaving their stuff behind, or is it all your kids' stuff?
No, they
left the trash.
They took the belongings that they wanted.
Bedding and things like that?
Yeah, but I guess there was some stuff that was left.
Just
like,
left behind carelessly.
You know,
right.
Well, you know how it goes.
Yeah.
I mean... I never even went to college, and I know when I was working my way up the radio ladder, oftentimes I'd get a job in a new town, and I'd look at the apartment, and, you know, you go through and you get what you need, and then you go.
Yeah.
And you know, you kiss the security deposit goodbye, but you go, screw it. You know, I'm getting out of here. I'm not cleaning the toilets or whatever. So she walked into a big S storm down there, so I'm just sitting at home, and I'm getting the fallout on this from both of them all weekend. From the dad, mom says this, mom, dad says this, dad, hey, you know, honey, Bart says this, and my mother-in-law.
So she wasn't real thrilled about what she walked into.
No, and I can't blame her.
No, I can't either.
And at the same time, I had to, you know, and I do have empathy for my wife, and I think she's great for going down and doing this, and of course, my kid doesn't appreciate it, but someday he will. But still, with all that, I had to fake the empathy, because I can't tell you. Just what a great Mother's Day weekend it was. Because there's nobody there. I mean...
It's your fortress of solitude.
It was me and the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
And kind of the way you like it.
I mean, hate to say this, you know. dream scenario. But yeah, very close to a dream scenario. So the mothers, you know, because it's always a hassle to go out on Mother's Day. You go to brunch because every other schmuck in the world has to go out for brunch on Mother's Day.
Right.
And while it's nice and it's a fitting tribute and blah, 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 it's a big pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have to this year. You know what I did?
Sundresses yesterday.
You know what I did yesterday? About 11 o'clock when I would have been going to brunch with my wife and my mother-in-law and every other gypsy member of the family as we met with the local El Diablo TGI Mondays with whoever it is that we...
TGI McFradigans.
Yesterday, 11 a.m., sitting on my deck, having a cigar... Wearing a bathing suit, and yes, having a mixed beverage.
Wow.
At 11 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Wearing your bathing suit.
Yes, and I wear the...
You're a hearty soul. It was a little chilly yesterday.
No, it was 72.
It was, but a lot of breeze.
72.
Of, breeze. Of course, you're down there in that little...
72 yesterday.
Sun keeps you warm. Windbreaker, yeah.
And also, the bathing suit I wear is like those old 1920s stuff.
the tank
like
suit.
A white beater on top,
right.
And it's striped.
Did you take a dip yesterday?
Oh, no. Heavens, no.
Heavens, no.
That's there for show.
Yeah. Not a functional pool.
Like everything in my house.
It's decorative. Six inches deep.
That's something else we bought that I'm never allowed to use.
Yes. Like, if you dove into your pool, you'd go through the 2 inches of water and crack through the plastic shell.
Although I'll tell you one funny thing I did do, just because I'm not supposed to.
What?
I did have a meal in the family room where no... food is allowed.
Yeah. You rebel.
And I know that she thinks I would never eat in that room because it's a naked room as far as I'm concerned because there's not a television set in the room.
Right.
But still, just for some reason, I guess it was Saturday afternoon.
What, do you have chili and blueberry pie?
Chocolate syrup, marshmallow fluff, and red wine. Lots of red wine.
And then back outside of the reflecting pool.
But just great. I just can't tell you how happy.
Yeah. No, I think I have a sense because I didn't have that.
I feel like a total ass. Because here I am happy because I didn't have to spend Mother's Day with my wife and with my mother-in-law. That's not the right way to put that, but that's just the truth.
Yeah.
And anyway, Godspeed to them. I know that Rob had a similar Mother's Day.
Yeah.
His wife tragically had to travel and was unavailable to return to your domestic palace in
Charlie Callis.
When?
She was supposed to be home at noon and made it home at 10:45.
Last night?
Yes.
All right.
See, she chose to spend the holiday with her mother.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a fitting tribute.
That's very nice.
texting. It's very nice.
So here's where I'm going with
this. Did you do anything for your mom?
Yes, I had her over. But she doesn't require the constant care that the children do that were with Carrie. So that was also very nice. I made her dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Bought her a card.
Very nice.
So I'm on the phone with Rob, and we're discussing how great solitude is.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And Mike, I know you had your girls. But
I did. I had my wonderful daughters.
But you don't have the Mother's Day story because...
Right.
And Buzz.
Yes.
Darren.
Yes,
of course.
That's true. Well, however, I did pop for the C-note flowers for my 85-year-old mom.
Well, now,
we have the...
And thanks for mentioning the price.
Yeah, I had to. I had to because I was proud of it.
Stay classy, San Diego.
They basically said to me, we have the $100 bouquet. And I said, knock yourself out.
Wow.
And here's the best part.
What?
The delivery person up in my mom's hometown was kind of a closet case. Went to four separate houses. So four of the neighbors got to see her floral bouquet.
Ah,
very
nice. Show off from my son, the disc jockey.
Was just a lucky bonus right there.
I thought about leaving Carrie a C-note. I chose not to.
You
thought about that for years.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you know what
over and over again in my head.
I forgot to tell you this last week. You know what my 85-year-old mom did?
What?
Bought a car.
Bought
a car, yeah.
A
Corvette.
That's actually
pretty amazing.
Goes against the Hummer.
Yeah, she didn't want the Hummer at all. She was going to get one of the what are the ones? They're not the PT Cruisers, but they're the other ones, the sports cars with the two front wheels sticking out.
Oh, that is like a variation to the PT Cruiser.
Yeah,
it almost looks like a dragster.
It was between the Corvette.
It looked like what's the car that
the Dracula?
Yeah,
Grandpa Munster
used to wear the Dracula.
Yeah, it was between that the Corvette and she was actually going to get a Prius. No, she got a little Volkswagen though, and she did the deal all by her onesies. She's got a Volkswagen Jetta that she's leasing with a 10,000-mile-a-year lease, and she's paying $17,000 a month for it.
Wow, that's a deal.
Right. No, I was very proud of her. You know, that's how you know kind of the tide is turning when you're the proud parent a little bit. Where she told me about the deal she got, and she got a really good deal. I checked the numbers for her, and it's just cool that she's 85. She's still into it enough where she's buying a car.
When I'm 85, I doubt I'll even buy a green banana.
You're not ever going to be 85.
That's true.
There's nobody in this room that's going to be 85.
Maybe if you added up two people in this room. Maybe.
And Buzz, even though you're barren,
honest. As far as we know.
Be honest.
Uh-huh.
Did you give your wife a card from your cats?
The cats, yes. The cats did give my wife a card for Mother's Day. They signed it and accompanied it with a box of candy. Did you go out or do anything special for Mother's Day? No, the cats can't drive. What do you think?
So here's the deal.
Did you get your motorcycle license this weekend? No, I haven't yet. I'm too busy, too much to do. I'll get around to it.
Big winner, Mike.
Any time or manner. Yes, you are. Hey, if he takes the test and passes it, is there a statute of limitations? Like, if he waits too long to take the motorcycle test, do I win?
If he waits at least a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I think you gotta, by Memorial Day.
In the next 7 days, I hope to have taken the test.
Okay. So you had a good Mother's Day. You had an okay Mother's Day. I had, great, and so did Rob.
Enviable.
That leaves us only with Beth Ann McBride.
Ah, Beth Ann McBride, who's a mother.
She's a mom.
Now, I've got a couple of things here about VA to bring to your attention. First, of course, today we'll reveal the member of the radio station, the man who Beth Ann has made cry.
Now, I believe you have been teasing that since last Tuesday or Wednesday.
Right. And also, we're going to get inside the mind of Beth Ann. Here's the conversation that she and I had Friday. This is after the show. We're just hanging out, cleaning up our stuff, waiting for Ron. Yeah, cleaning each other. Yeah. She didn't know that would be part of the job. At the end of every show, she has to clean me.
Yeah, I give you a cat bath.
And I her.
Yeah. It's actually fascinating to watch, and it's one of the reasons the show hits on all eight is because of the grooming rituals that we've incorporated into the show.
Frankly, the male producers in the past didn't really seem to take to it. That's why every time I get a chick in the position,
absolutely,
so to speak,
in the position,
bonus.
Key words.
So anyway, here's what she said.
Cleanliness is next to godliness.
Leave an A, say. So have a good weekend. This is on Friday. Mm-hmm. She said, okay, I will. I said, what are you doing for Mother's Day? She said, I don't know. She said her daughter, Jennifer, who I think is 19 or 20, something like that,
right.
Nice girl, her daughter bought her something at Tiffany.
Ooh,
that's wonderful.
Very
paid
nice.
For it with her own money.
Wow.
And bought it for Beth Ann. Uh-huh. Beth Ann told me that she told her daughter to take it back.
Hmm. Why?
This is what I...
So, Beth Ann.
This is...
She didn't want her daughter spending that money, wanted to keep the money for herself.
No. She really couldn't give me a good reason. I think the reason that she gave me was she didn't like it.
Oh, Jesus. Are we entering into the land of the Beth Ann weird now?
I don't know. Beth Ann, come in here.
Beth Ann, we don't understand
Let's
or know.
Out.
Come in here for a second before we talk about the man that you made cry.
Jesus.
Let's find out if you made your daughter cry.
What is she
if
doing
she
now?
If she finds out about it, it's going to be somebody's ass.
All I remember on Friday is...
I sound bad when I hear someone tell the
last,
story.
The last piece of advice I gave you on Friday, and not that you should take my advice, but I just spew it out anyway. I said, hey, just take the gift from your daughter. And you said, it's too late. I already made her bring it back.
Wow.
Hi.
What's the deal?
Hi, Dan.
What is the deal?
Why? I've always given you 100%.
And she did.
So she gives you a gift.
It was a ring.
And you
told her to, how did you put it to her? Give us the, I mean, really, how did it really
tell
go
Mike
down?
Tell Mike just how you told me. Tell him exactly the same way.
Okay. She brings in the little blue bag. I said, oh, Jennifer, she explained she had to give it to me then because she had to go get it then and she wanted me to have it before Mother's Day.
Okay.
Oh, man, I don't think I sound that. And I opened it up and it was this ring. And I said, and she could tell by the expression on my face. She goes, you don't like it. I go, I don't.
Jesus.
No,
you bitch.
Terrible, yeah.
You're the bitchly cowcore mother of all time.
Ouch. It's Tiffany. What didn't you... I mean, you could have lived with it.
Even if you don't like it, you have to just say thank you.
How did she react?
She's on the street, Mike.
Do you think this is the first time she's given me something in 19 years? But I said, I really don't like it, honey. Did you keep the receipt?
Did you do it all the time? Does she give you stuff very often?
Yeah, she does. She does.
And you give her stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I do.
And are you? I mean, this is kind of the way you deal with each other. You're honest with each other.
Very honest. She gives you. I did say that to you. Yeah, I said Jennifer.
You give her croutons, and you give her what sunflower seeds and coupons.
Here's my question. She wants.
I'm trying not to make you out to be as horrible as you sound.
I know.
Mike, it's going to be hard not to.
If you have this honest relationship, like a lot of people, I've seen it. I'm not used to it.
Bad policy.
That do the honesty. Actually, if you don't like something, you tell the person and they're fine with it? Or is it was it hurtful?
It was a little hurtful, but she knows that's how I am.
but here's the thing, honey.
Wow.
Here's the thing.
That's such a wonderful explanation.
It's goddamn Mother's Day, though.
How I am.
You're her mother.
I know that.
The parent. You're the parental figure. You're
mom,
the only parent.
I'm dad. I'm but
here's the deal.
She's my roommate.
Tiffany's.
Yeah.
Tiffany's is not like buying something at like the bazaar. You know what I mean? Tiffany's is going to be
so
pretty well-designed
jewelry. She took some time. She saved her dough from her job.
Right.
She got her mom a gift that she thought you'd really
so
like.
She sterling silver your ring? Huh? Was it sterling silver?
Yes.
So a lovely Tiffany sterling silver ring. What the hell didn't you like about it?
How many rings? I don't wear a ring.
What did you want? A cheese log?
So what? Put it away.
What did you want?
And not wear it.
What did you want? A Hickory Farms gift certificate? I mean, that's a nice Mother's Day gift. What did you want? Bath oil beads?
Well, then she got me something that I didn't like.
What was that?
I'm terrible.
What was that? Hold on. The next thing you did or did not like?
I did.
What is it? A sharp knife?
Wire hanger. A serrated knife.
What was it? What was it, Beth Ann?
Microdermabrasion.
Say it louder.
A cosmetic procedure?
Mm-hmm.
At a salon?
Correct.
All right.
Oh.
What are you going to do? Nate, did you give the ring back to her and say, here, take it back and keep the money? Or did you say, I'm taking it back?
She asked me to take it back for her.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So you're going to give her the money?
Were you racked with guilt when you went back to Tiffany and returned it?
No.
You were not.
I mean, you don't wear rings.
Correct.
That's what you said. So, any ring.
I'm hoping that the only ring that will ever be on this left hand.
Oh, keep hoping.
No, you're wrong.
They're clamoring for it now. That's for sure.
It takes more than one tree to make a forest.
Keep opening.
Yeah.
Ronnie Mervis has just called all the workers and said, listen, get working overtime. We got to get that big diamond for Beth Ann.
What kicks to the hot, fellas?
This beautiful gift, seeking your approval.
You know what's funny is this from someone who claims not to understand me.
Well, that's why. I don't think we understand each other.
So just are you saying weird. You're like this?
No.
No.
Before we call social services, how
we keep a gift? How we put it on eBay?
How's your daughter?
She's okay. I mean,
you know, this might sound a little gay coming from me, but I have, as far as any kind of jewelry product that you know, I wouldn't really dig it unless it came from somebody.
Right.
You know, and that alone would be cause enough. But jewelry is, I don't know.
That was touching just a little gift, Mike, really. Only because you said it yourself. Just wow, B.A.
Yeah.
Wow.
I feel bad.
B.A. Let's see what our listeners have to say.
I'm stunned.
Hello, Don and Mike. Don't go anywhere, Beth Ann. Don't go anywhere, B.A.
I'm just
link out of the
hello?
Studio.
Is Joan Crawford there? Can I talk to her?
She's right here.
You'll need it rare.
I know.
You beat it when you swim laps in pool too. That's horrible.
Okay. See you later. Bye bye.
So, did you do anything with your daughter on Mother's
That's
Day?
That's a great next question.
We spent most of it in the car.
Oh really?
Where were you going?
We were going to our vet in North Carolina. An emergency situation.
There are closer vets.
What was the emergency? What, the dog needed some North Carolina barbecue? What was it?
My dog must have really bad hip dysplasia. Mm. And when I took her out on Saturday morning at 7 o'clock...
The rear end locked up?
She couldn't get back up the stairs. Mm. And we live on the fourth floor. So literally, we got into the car at 7:15. And I called my vet in North Carolina because I knew the number.
North Carolina.
It's 6 hours away.
Yeah, right. There are many veterinarians in the Washington, D.C. metro area.
There's, you know,
there's hundreds.
I thought after that Tiffany thing, I was speechless. I don't know what the hell to say.
There's
right
an
now.
Emergency. There's an emergency clinic at the mall over here for pets.
Does the dog wear a lot of jewelry?
Sometimes we'll eat jewelry if you leave. Anyway, so that's where we were. But it was
all right,
we were in the car together.
I'll ask. Yeah. Why in the name of Jesus did you go to North Carolina just to go to a vet?
Did you have a coupon?
Kind of. Because if something's wrong with her, this is the vet that has been her vet for half of her life.
Oh, so if you're going to put the dog down.
Oh, no.
Is that what you think? If you got to put the dog down.
Well, if something needed to be done, I would want him to do the surgery.
So did you think?
She kept saying, if I had gotten down the steps. And my leg locked up, Mom. Would be on. You're damn right. We'd be on the way.
Yeah, you'd be going to the mall.
Yeah. So your daughter.
You'd be going to the local mall with your daughter.
Your daughter said that to you.
Yeah.
If she had fallen.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So many telling questions.
So the dog
that young lady asked.
The dog was fixed.
No, the dog's still in North Carolina.
Is the dog coming back from North Carolina?
I hope so. He's
well,
doing
you're very
something.
Close to your dog, though. I mean, that's been from the day one on this
show. Remember,
she
loves her dog more than she loves
so
her
you
dog.
So you had a stressed-out weekend. Then.
I did. And Jennifer was very... And that was the gift she gave me.
Okay.
She got in the car. There was a couple little things. Would you do this for me? And then we were fine, and she was there for me, and I let her drive. And
so that's like 12 hours of driving.
You let her drive. Way to go, Mom.
I don't.
Way to go out on a limb. Jennifer, you're 19. Happy Mother's Day. How would you like to? Have you ever had the thrill on driving on I-95?
Jennifer, have you ever driven a combustion engine? Enjoy yourself.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Can I leave now?
No, don't leave yet. I think these calls are for you, I bet.
I'm sure they are.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
B.A.
Yeah.
I was wondering what you were doing this weekend, because it sounds like you fall in the same category as Don's wife. Crazy in the head, crazy in the bed.
Get out of here.
Could be a connection.
Hello. Don and Mike.
He may be on to something.
Hello.
I just imagine after a hard night of sex with Beth Ann, you've given it your all. You've really given her a run for the money. And you look over at her and say, Beth Ann, how was it, sweetheart?
Oh,
I didn't like it.
Thank God.
That's right.
I think we're finding a trend here.
But I'll let you drive.
Let you drive 6 hours
I drive
to the vet.
Bus.
Right.
Let you drive 6 hours to the vet.
What's the dog's name?
Bunny.
Almost dead.
Bunny?
Mm-hmm.
Bunny is still down there.
Get well, Bunny.
Hello. Oh, maybe Bunny can talk to Rudy.
Your dog, Rudy?
Yeah.
Oh, the one that's gone to the happy hunting ground.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
It's number two. It's the second time you've been able to do that.
Yeah.
You're making progress.
I miss that dog.
Of course.
I know.
I wouldn't have driven to North Carolina for him.
No,
I'll tell you that.
I don't think you would have.
Not on Mother's Day. Hello.
Hello, Mommy Dear.
Mother's Day is special.
Oh, yeah. Mommy Dear.
I really do sound bad, don't I?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, you do. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, Mommy Dear.
Beth Ann. Yes, I'm here.
You have to respond.
Hey, mommy, dude. Hey, there's a really good vet in California. It'll only take 3.5 days to get here. Bye.
You know, I'm going to let you off the hook a little bit because the whole idea of driving down with your daughter, because you were concerned that that was the vet you wanted to... If something was wrong with your dog, I that to me is not as crazy as the ring thing. Yeah, it is.
Thank you.
But that to me says you do love the dog more than your dog.
No, it doesn't.
I'm kidding about that. I know you love them the same. Hello, Don and Mike Show, which is still weird that you wouldn't say you love your daughter more than an animal. Hello?
Yes.
Hi there.
Just wanted to tell Beth Ann it's not about you.
I didn't get that.
They're all piling on now.
Huh? Well, you know, I deserve it. He was telling the story. I heard it. And I went, oh, well.
But, I mean, if your daughter rode with you 6 hours to and from North Carolina, then you obviously have a good relationship with her.
I do. It's just different.
It sounds different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, when she was on this 12-hour ride with you, how many of the hours was she in the trunk?
Not one of them.
Hello. Dot and mine.
Yeah. No boyfriend, no
I know.
Husband, right?
Right.
The cruelty. Don't be such an ass.
Why the chuckle?
Wow.
Why the chuckle, sir?
Because no girlfriend, no wife.
Yeah. And how are you doing, sir?
Oh, just great.
Are you married?
It's better than my ex-wife's story.
Okay.
All right.
A lot of bitterness in the world.
Sure.
Hello there.
Okay.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don, Mike.
Yeah, hi.
How are you? I'm a Mexican veterinarian. I can get her a great deal on her dog and some serious minerals down here.
Go away. You're not welcome here.
In Mexico, you're giving us the blues.
Besides, I don't want you to treat that dog while she's got a good doctor in North Carolina.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey there, Beth Ann. Hold on to that money when you return the ring for your daughter's therapy.
Coming from all sides.
It's good when the chicks call in because that's when they get the real cat claws out.
I know.
Okay. Bye.
You're all happy with it. Bye. La la la.
Train them well.
Yes.
What is the prognosis? I hate to ask this, but I will because I know you're stressed out about it. What is the prognosis for your dog?
He's he had to put her sedator and he took x-rays on Sunday. He came in on Sunday.
Yeah. How old is the dog?
Nine.
Yeah.
What's the prognosis on your daughter?
She's going to be fine. She is fine.
Okay, leave that to the second guy.
She's going to be fine. She can take me. She can take anyone.
She's going to be fine. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Indicating she's not fine now. Hello.
I just wanted to say, you know, Beth Ann,
yeah.
it's all about you.
I know.
That poor dog with dysplasia, sitting in a car for 6 hours. That poor dog.
That's a new way.
I stopped every hour so she could get out and walk. I knew that, sir.
That had to hurt.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Beth Ann, I was curious. When your daughter was in grade school, did any of her drawings make it on the front of the refrigerator? Or did you always stick them on the back?
The good ones were on the front. The bad ones were on the side.
And you told her which ones were bad.
I told her, honey, you really need to work on your shading.
I don't like this one. Yeah. Notice there's a 2-to-1 ratio of pictures on the side to the front.
I'd like to see this ratio better on the front.
You'll eat it rare. That's how it has all its vitamins.
Beth Ann's doubled over.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, Don.
Yes.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you if that's what your mother did to you.
Simple form. He's turning it on you, Don.
Oh, you mean Francis? You mean that bitch?
Did you give your mother a ring sometime and she said, I don't like it?
No, I tell you what, though. I wish I would have given her a sock in the face.
Sock in the head, like Opie.
A sock in the face.
A sock in the eye.
And I mean a sock in the face. I mean a tube sock. Full of BBs. A sock in the face.
Hello, Joker.
Ed, I love having the freedom to say that about my mother.
Mm-hmm.
She's such a bitch.
It's liberating to you.
I mean it. She really is. Screw her. Beth Ann is 1,000 times the mother that Francis is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean that, Beth Ann.
Thank you.
Your mother of the year. Your Marge Simpson. Your Donna Reed. Your Mrs. Huxtable. Mrs.
Yep.
Cosby. You're everything compared to my mom.
It's wonderful.
The gift. The gift that I gave her was living with her. That gift has been returned.
Yeah. We all have our issues.
She didn't like the gift.
It's quite an introspective first segment here.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yes, hi.
Hey, I'd like to be in line to be a BA's next ex-husband.
Well, that sounds like an offer, BA.
I was never married, so.
Oh, another strike against you. Ouch. Ouch. Another strike.
Yeah, it's, some guys might like that.
Yeah?
It's that modern thing.
Hello, Don and Mike show, but you know me, Mike. I'm old-fashioned.
Well, do you remember Joan Crawford and Steve Forrest? Faye Dunaway and Steve Forrest, that wasn't your typical relationship either.
Hello, Don and Mike.
You notice, really, I mean, there wasn't a man around for Christina and Christopher.
True.
Hey, Beth Ann.
Hello.
I feel your pain, baby. I've got a guppy I love better than my children.
Okay.
Its name is...
Okay.
Now, we'll never know its name.
We'll take
we
one more.
We find out the name of his guppy.
Everybody's piling on here.
That's okay.
Why would they do that, Beth Ann?
Because I deserve it?
No, because we kind of asked them to.
We egged them on.
Yeah.
But, and yes, all of the above.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I was kind of curious. Did the dog ride in the front seat?
That's a good question, Beth Ann.
She had more room in the back.
You are a funny lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, just
God, you're
throw
a funny
the meat
lady.
In the water and the piranhas come up to the surface.
I keep telling you, you're great. That's why, you know why you're great? That's why you're great. Because you're not like the normal he said, she said. You okay. know?
Does any part of you regret the 12 hours going down to that bed, or are you glad the dog's down there?
No, I'm glad the dog's down there, and I don't regret that I told Jennifer I didn't like the gift. I mean, that's...
Have you thought about getting a vet closer to home?
We did, in the car.
You should really think about it, because what's a six-hour trip to you is a 42-hour trip to the dog.
That's right.
I never thought about it that way, Rob.
Yeah. And see, you start thinking about the dog a little more,
yeah.
if that's possible.
I've got to start doing that.
Yeah, the dog aged two, three days in that trip.
You're the greatest.
Okay.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks, B.A.
Now, why do you look so distressed?
Well, she had 12 hours in the car with a bad hip dog. And I don't mean like the dog wasn't hip.
That cat couldn't swim.
Hey, baby. What a hip hound.
Take it, daddy-o.
It's hip hound.
Hello, Don and Mike.
D&M, what's up, guys?
Hey, hi.
Hey, look, I'm thinking conspiracy theory. The daughter got all ticked off that the Beth Ann didn't like the ring, so she got the dog sick. But then she felt bad, so she had to ride down.
Oh, well, that really is a conspiracy. Thank you, though.
Yeah, but the dog is kind of a hip thing. It's not like the dog puking all over the place where you would feed the dog.
Boy, hip thing. Probably was a lifelong rivalry between the two of them,
yeah,
competing
like
for mom's love.
Right.
Not like she cooked the dog and served the meal.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Oh, hey, Don and Mike.
Hi. I'll tell you. What's B.A.'s daughter's name?
Jennifer.
She can sure catch a frisbee. It's amazing to watch.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Way up in the air.
Hello.
Hey.
Imagine that. Hold
our own little side business called Pets to a Point.
Pets. Okay. You know, that's a good funny call. Thank you, my friend.
Do you think Jennifer growls if you roll up a newspaper?
Here's what I'm wondering. You go over to Beth Ann's house. Like, is there a little doghouse in Jennifer's bedroom? And do you think that there's, like, a bowl with food and water?
You know why that makes me laugh?
Why?
It's your assumption that Jennifer has a bedroom. there's a plastic house in the kitchen.
Hard enough time just getting to the pet door.
Yeah, a blanket and a pillow.
Yeah, and in the summer, she gets to go out in the backyard.
That's right.
And she gets that nice leash, that thing that lets a dog go to a certain point, and then when it tightens up, it goes... on the dog's neck?
That time, Jennifer, I left the patio door open.
Lots of room to run and dig.
Meanwhile, the dog is down the hallway in his own room.
Typing.
Watching porn.
And drinking Merlot.
And playing poker with his other dog friends. Like that picture.
Just a slightly skewed household, but they make it work.
Somehow.
They're happy. Someday it'll be a sitcom.
Okay, we got a break. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. That would be our official Mother's Day recap.
Yes, happy Mother's Day if we didn't hit you last week.
Right, be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike are trippin'. A vacay every day in the month of May. From Independence Air, only on the Don and Mike Show.
I don't ask much from you, girl. Why can't you give me the respect that I'm entitled to? briefly. I would be greeted by any stranger on the street because I am not one of your fans.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Beth Ann.
How are you anyway? The Don and Mike Show.
You know, all that talk about Beth Ann, we never got to the guy that she made cry.
No. Boy, you have been talking about that for a long time.
I just think it's fascinating. She's obviously a woman of many very complicated moods,
yeah,
Beth Ann McBride. But the one thing that I think we can all agree is that she really has a heart of gold.
Mm-hmm. She really does.
Yeah. And she wouldn't do anything to piss anybody off.
Right.
Well, except for that thing with her daughter. She wouldn't do anything to piss anybody off if she could.
Right. She seems like a very sweet person on the surface.
Yeah.
However, as far as we can tell.
As we've discovered with the Jennifer situation and yes, the dog. And
who knows?
And now about the man crying.
There's a dark side.
We'll get to that. Oh, trust me, we'll get to that.
You're doing it again. You're doing it again.
Are you ready to have him outed right now?
I have been waiting for a week. I'm chomping at the bit. Everybody's waiting for this.
I need a
tip. Are we
going to
play any kind of guessing game?
Yeah, we can play a guessing game.
All right, because I really have no idea.
How about 20 questions?
Okay, now I'll give you the background. It will have to be 10 questions.
Okay.
10 questions, I'll give you the background on this. Beth Ann was working on a project. This person who works at the radio station apparently left her hanging, didn't show up for a meeting.
Okay.
The next day, the person showed up. She said, don't talk to me. You broke your word to me. Shut up and let's get this job done. And that's when the waterworks started.
Like bawling.
The way she described it to me, God, I am just really a jerk. Anybody will tell me anything, and I repeat it on the radio. Really. But it's too great.
Really?
She said it started like in a cartoon.
Right.
With one tear, and then just streaming down his face. Her words, not mine.
Wow.
No exaggeration here.
Ouch.
NBA, you want to come in for another segment?
Yeah.
Oh, she's exhausted.
Last one went so well for her.
It's Monday and she's exhausted.
Thanks, BA.
Thank you, BA.
Yeah.
Did you hear the nice stuff that I was,
yeah,
which I really mean?
Favorite was, she's so nice on the surface.
That was a joke.
That's where we require.
That was a joke.
I know.
I was making a joke. You've never done anything but be nice to me.
Right.
But you are very...
I know. I thought it was funny.
You're very sweet. And sometimes... What are you looking at Mike for?
Yeah, what are you looking at me for?
Keep him in my peripheral.
Good idea.
And you go out of your way not to hurt people's feelings.
I go out of my way to do
all the morons that work at the station.
I just want to do the right thing.
Sure.
Okay. I want to be honest, perhaps to a fault at times.
Yes.
I tell you how I feel.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I tell you what's up, and, you know, that's how I am.
Okay, B.A.
Yeah.
The man that you made cry, without getting into details so these guys won't be able to guess who it is, did I tell it as you told me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was pointing my finger at him, too.
And what were you saying?
Oh, wow. I think I have a theory already.
Don't F with me.
Wow.
You promised me I was on your ass about this last week,
mm-hmm,
and now we have to do it at the last effing minute.
Were you understanding?
Yeah.
Did you give him a chance to explain?
I think I know.
No, hold on just a second. I just want to hear her say the part about the crying. So, when did he start crying? When did this man start crying?
It was the fifth point and the third F word. And all of a sudden, his eyes were filled with tears.
Wow.
And the waterworks.
You don't know your power.
Yeah, she can be tough.
I think it's the finger.
Yeah.
Okay, Mike, if you want, you can try to flip over all the cards and go for a guess. But if you're wrong, you won't be able to play the game.
I don't want to take that chance. I'd rather ask a question.
Then we'll go with 10 questions, and Mike, we'll start with you.
Is it somebody that works here?
Yes. Buzz.
Is it somebody in the programming department?
No. Mike.
Is it somebody in the engineering department?
Yes.
Yeah, it's Matt. I knew that. I just didn't want to take a chance. I just put it together because of the nature of the guy.
kind of a sensitive guy.
It's Matt. When we call him the touchy engineer, we don't mean it because he's like always flying off the handle. It's because, like, even when you're walking out of the bathroom with the guy, like, he'll put his hand on your back. How you doing, buddy? You know, there's always too much touching with this guy.
And you made him cry.
So he cried. I did feel bad.
Cried like a baby, huh?
Yeah.
How long did
he... Actually, he went... Now, Matt, but you let me... I would go back and forth between being empathetic.
So his emotions, as opposed to eliciting sympathy from you, threw you into a bit more of a rage. Which some people respond to emotion that way.
Right. Yeah.
It angered you that he got emotional.
No. I felt bad. I was constant. I was still angry at him.
You didn't console him.
Yes, I did.
Oh, you did.
Did you console him sternly, or did you, you know, take it like a motherly, friendly approach with him? I mean, did you pull him close to your bosom and say, there, Matt, my crying angel.
Stay there.
Did you gently stroke his hair?
I've never touched him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you get him a tissue?
No.
Was he crying enough that he needed a tissue?
Yes.
Was he crying enough that he needed to blow his nose?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
But what I noticed was, you know, obviously some other things must have been bothering him, and perhaps I was just the final straw.
You were the catalyst.
Exactly. And once we finished our business, I said, "How can I help you? You know, did you not feel well?
How's he been since the crying game?"
He's been fine.
Has he brought it up?
I actually joke about it now. Don't want to make you cry, but
tears are very unusual in this business.
Yeah. Well,
let me ask you something else.
I don't think here at this place.
That's true. That's daily.
The last couple days when we've been goofing around about this, I've been mentioning that you made a guy cry. Has he come to you at any time during the last couple days to say, you know, oh my God, Bethann, that you're going to talk about me crying?
No.
He said, so he's not said anything?
No. And I did tell him that we were going to talk about it because you mentioned it last week. And I didn't want him to hear it, not be prepared, and perhaps make him cry again.
Are we going to talk to him?
He's not here today.
Oh, he isn't?
No, he was sick.
Oh. Right.
All right.
Well, can we call him at home?
Heart sick.
Can you call him at home?
I have his number.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Beth.
Yeah. Bye-bye. He's so sick. That'll be a good call to get. Especially if he's really sick. You know.
I bet he's not really sick.
Yeah, but just think, you know, if he's like on Robitussin or something, we get him going all over again. Like truth sound.
Oh, God, what if we make him cry?
Oh, man.
Well, now we can't. I know we could if we tried, but let's try not to make this guy cry.
All right. Yeah,
okay. Let's try to make him feel good about his masculinity.
Sure.
Let's try to. Let's not point out that a man doesn't cry.
Right. There's no crying in radio.
A man doesn't cry.
We can count on one hand the number of people we've seen cry.
And one of them was a big-time homo. No offense to any of you big-time homos out there, but that's one reason that I give him a break.
Yeah, that's allowed.
Because that guy, I mean, he's emotional.
He was a sensitive guy.
Yeah. Gay guys are emotional. The guy got fired, he ran out of the station, he was crying.
Then he got rehired, so it made it all the more more funny.
Who else have you seen cry? Who else have we seen cry?
A sales lady in the old old radio station.
But again, she's a woman, though.
A girl.
What about a man? I think the only man that I've seen cry probably would be that guy at Wava, the guy, the gay guy.
Mm-hmm. I think Deborah Dean was in tears when she was in the elevator, locked in the elevator.
When she got out?
Yeah.
She was so freaked out by it?
Yeah, she was very traumatized, as you recall. Right. So I don't know if that counts. Trauma.
I cry a lot. I just don't do it at the radio station. I talk about crying like when I watch Rudy.
Yeah,
the movie Rudy.
Well, you're the clown, Mike. You're the sad clown. You laugh on the outside and
but
cry
if I
on
like
the
a
inside.
Really bad hangover, I'll cry watching like a kid's movie.
Well, listen, and just to be honest, which I hate doing, I think I cried on the air a little bit when I talked about Rudy. You know,
yeah.
But
sure.
For God's sakes,
it from time to time.
For God's sakes, I had just accidentally killed my dog.
Right.
It wasn't like Beth Ann was just pointing at me saying the F word.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like something big.
Hey, remember when...
Take something big to break me.
Remember when the Red Sox won the World Series? Or it might have been when they beat the Yankees and you tried to get me to cry and I didn't crack. Remember that?
Yeah.
You brought up all that stuff about my dad.
About your dad, right?
Huh?
Yeah.
Did pretty well with that.
You did. I cry when I watch the History Channel. There was a documentary on the Hindenburg.
The things that could have been.
Touched me where I live.
The things that make Rob emotional.
I keep telling you, no matter how many times you watch that, it's like watching a tape of a football game.
I want them to land that rigid airship.
Your team is not going to win.
My 86 World Series. And when Rob watches the Hindenburg.
Yeah. The
Hindenburg.
Okay, where's the guy? Town Crier. Let's get him on the phone. Maybe we could have John Crier give him a call. The star of 3.5 Men.
Yeah. Let's play the crime game.
Sorry, I always get that mixed up. 8.5 Men. Hello?
Here's Joe.
Here he is. Oh, hi, Joe. I'm trying to call you right now. Hi, Joe.
She's on the line trying to get Matt.
Is she talking to Matt or just trying to reach him?
She's trying to get him out of bed.
Ah.
Apparently,
why does she have to get out of bed to take the call?
Is he sucking on a gun?
Apparently, the phone shorted from moisture.
Hey, from the soaked sheets. Tears.
This is why I fear that right now this engineer guy, Matt.
I don't want to go on one.
He's got the radio on. He's like in the corner of a room. And there's like Domino's and Chinese food and Jim Beam and Jack Daniels bottles everywhere.
He's got like a 4-day growth of beard.
And he's laying on the floor and he's in his underpants. Right here in his mouth, he's got a gun. He's going,
I am not going to pick up the phone. Don't call me Batman.
Now, won't I feel bad if the guy really blows his head off?
Well, that would be horrible.
Won't I feel awful? Please don't tell me he's committed suicide.
No, he's in the bathroom, and he'll call us back.
All right. Oh.
What's he doing in the bathroom?
Prettying himself up.
He's got like a stomach virus?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
I hope he's not crying.
He could be.
Sometimes when you throw up, it makes your eyes water.
Yeah. It does.
You're in a lot of pain. You know. I only know that because somebody told me. Never happened to me.
Or if you pull out a nose hair.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
You find yourself a nice, cool gun. Picture him in the bathtub.
Don't.
He's in the bathtub.
Does he do it like the old Roman style?
No, he's in the bathtub, and he's listening to us on the radio.
Right.
And he's holding the radio.
Oh,
it's a radio. It's a radio.
I can't stand it any longer.
Plugged into the wall.
Right.
I mean, he's just a nanosecond away from dropping that baby in the bathtub.
He's reenacting a scene from Saw.
What is this? This is... Oh, crying. Okay, I'm with you. Boy, it takes him a long time to get there. I thought this was... This was on the Eat the Rich album.
Yeah, they had like 4 songs that all sounded alike.
What's that other one? You're My Angel.
Yeah.
It's a good one, though. Crying by Aerosmith. This would have been too mellow to start the show with today, though. Here's another good crying song. 96 Tears. Turn this out. Little Matt. Chugging on a gun right now.
Where's Smokey Robinson?
Tears of a Clown.
Johnny Rivers.
Track of My Tears.
Yeah. Roy Orbison.
Crying.
Crying
over you. That might be the winner. Except not a chance we have a Roy Orbison record here.
No.
I left it in my car.
Not a chance.
Rob has it at home.
Well, what's the deal with the guy?
Hold in the bathroom.
Don and Mike, how long did it take to get sick? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Don and Mike show. Hello there.
When a woman makes you cry, your underpants don't stay dry. It might be an oopsie.
Wow.
Sounds like that might be going on now, sir.
Yeah. Thank you.
Sounds like that's exactly what's happening.
You make me laugh so much. I almost had an oopsie in my throat.
An oopsie.
The oops.
Watch out for the oopsie.
Okay, we'll wait for Matt.
Yes.
While we may,
could be hours.
Well, we're here for another 3.
Yes, we are.
While we wait for Matt, I got this radio magazine over the weekend. I get them all the time because I'm in the radio business.
Mm-hmm.
This thing, Radio and Records.
Right.
And there is, I love pointing out articles that are stupid, but this is an article that is not only stupid, it's worthless on every single level.
Wow. Now, see, that excites me.
That's great.
As far as radio guys go, because the deal is, if you're in the radio industry and you get this newspaper magazine, this weekly thing, the Radio and Records,
yes,
you read it to find out about what's happening in the business. And if you're just getting into business, or even like me, you've been in over 30 years, or Mike, you've been over 20, you read it and you think, maybe I'll pick up an idea from somewhere.
Right.
Okay, that's the basis of what this article is about today.
Cherry pick a fine idea out of there.
Yeah, hold on a second. Don and Mike show, before we start reading that. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, it's going fine.
Radio Gods.
Hi there.
Hey, Hank Williams Jr., tearing my beer.
Tearing my beer.
Yeah, that's true. If you go to country music, a lot more crying songs.
So you could also do, like, Tears for Fears.
Right.
If you wanted to. And crying, is it? That's not crying at the chapel.
And if you're going
to
go with Hank Williams Jr.,
mm-hmm,
I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry.
There you
yeah,
go.
That's another that's good one, Mike. Song. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Joe Cocker, Cry Me a River.
Hey, yeah. Cry Me a River.
We're just talking about that from Mad Dogs and Englishmen, right? And I know it's not but if you could change it, the Eagles could sing You Can't Hide Your Crying Eyes. I know it's Lion Eyes. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I wanted to tell you, Matt can't come to the phone. He come down with something.
Unexpected.
Something real unexpected. Thank you, my friend.
We're just...
Hello?
Hang on.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes we like etiquette on this show.
Not always.
Not always. Yeah.
Sometimes we do, Mike. Okay, here's etiquette. Here is the article. You know, we really should take a break first. Let's find out from the producer.
Right.
If it would be worth our time to take a break.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
Would it be worth our time to take a break now, in your humble estimation, looking at that format clock? When do you think Matt's going to be done being sick?
I'd break now.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you spoke to him, what did he say?
I spoke to his girlfriend. I didn't speak to him. Oh, this could be him now.
Okay. See, this is why I'm glad I called.
Okay.
Wow. See if he's on the line.
Do you think he lives in sin with that woman?
Could be.
Because that's not right.
Thank you, Father.
It's a crying shame.
Father Secular.
I know that's like a stiff record, but we got that one in there, too. It's a crying shame.
Gail somebody?
Bill?
Gail McCormick.
That's
Gail or Bill.
Come on, where is he at, Beth Ann? Everybody's still calling with songs, I bet. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Did I meet Miguel, Radio Gods? A Fool to Cry by the Stones from Emotional Rescue, I believe.
Right. Good
that
time.
That is the soundtrack of this dude's life.
Wow. That's a good one, Baby, You're a Fool to Cry. That is a good one. Hello, Don and Mike show. Really, it is. Hello.
Hey, Heartbreak Hotel by Elvis.
Right. Maybe not.
Well,
since my baby left me.
Don and Mike, hello.
Not a good one.
Hey, how are you?
Hi.
The Crying Game from Boy George.
Yeah, I think I mentioned The Crying Game, but thank you, though. You're right. That was it.
I apologize. That's a delay, you know.
No need. Great minds think alike.
Thank you, sir.
Please don't call me sir, please. Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Just call me ass. That's what I respond to. A-H.
Ass hat.
B-A-H. Big ass hat.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, trying to get in touch with the engineer.
Hello?
Was that him?
It was his girlfriend, and she said that he is so sick that there's no way he could come to the phone. And I asked her, well, why don't you tell him? She didn't want to do it, so.
What a baby.
Mm.
Well, we'll just have to get him in another time.
Yeah.
What a baby. Do you think he's into that whole... Remember when we used to talk about the diaper club?
Oh, yeah.
Guys who like being treated like babies.
Sounds like he is today.
He's under the covers.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Matt, they really want to talk to you. Call them. I'm too sick to come to the phone.
It wouldn't surprise you, Beth Ann, if he was into the diaper pail club?
Nothing would surprise me.
He might call anyway today.
No, I don't think he will.
Sure. Okay, thanks,
B.A. I ate fried food today.
Bye-bye.
Not a sermon, just a thought.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Kenneth Stoplin, Cry Baby.
Yep. Yeah, okay, good. Take that one, too.
Lots of crying in music.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Dude, how about Crying in the Rain, Whitesnake?
Okay. Yeah, righteous Whitesnake.
I like it.
Whitesnake. Who was that chick on the hood of that car? She became famous. Was it Tawny Kitaen?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
She's nuts.
On that one...
Yeah, she ended up beating up that pitcher, Steve Finley.
Was it
he was a major league pitcher. You remember that she was tremendously involved in domestic abuse to him?
Right. Yeah. She was great in those Whitesnake videos.
She was.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Well, Roy Orbison. Cry. Up.
We had it.
And that was out of the delay range.
Try one more. Hello, Don and Mike show.
How's it going?
Okay.
Tears on my pillow.
Okay, that's old school, but that is tears on my pillow. Okay, thank you.
That's a good one.
Bye-bye.
Crying songs.
I'm just wondering what that's like on the other end. She picks up the phone. Hello? Hi, Beth Ann. Hold on, I'll go ask him. Honey? Matt?
Good.
How you doing? Matt?
What do you want?
Matt?
What do you want?
Could you open the door for a second, honey bunny?
What do you want?
You know Beth Ann? You know the girl that made you cry?
Yeah.
She's on the phone right now.
Oh, no. What does she want?
Don and Mike want to talk to you.
I don't want to talk to them.
Would you please come out now? If you come out, mommy change your nighty-night.
Okay, I'll be right out.
Like that.
You put it that way. I can't talk. I got trouble with both ends. I'm in trouble right now. I ate fried food yesterday.
That's wrong.
He comes out big mascara. running down his cheeks. Wearing just a diaper.
I don't want to talk.
All turned on.
Leave me alone.
Mommy.
Please leave me alone.
Help me with my bonnet.
Come on now.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
How about it's my party and I'll cry if I want to.
We'll go with that one.
There are no prizes.
That's a good one. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, how about All Cried Out, Lisa and Cult Jam?
Lisa, right. That's a good one from back
Boy,
in the day.
Boy, people are coming up with the crying song.
Like that one. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, the one that he could be singing directly to Beth Ann. Do you really want to hurt me? Do you really want to make me cry?
No. Yes, give him the ding.
A good one.
Give him the ding because it goes beyond. Do you really want to make me cry?
Right. Oh, if you get deep into the lyrics of one of the songs, you get a lot of tears.
Why?
Matt, please, Matt, do you have diaper rash?
I don't want to talk to them.
You're on the phone.
I don't.
Are you crying again?
I don't want
to. Are you sucking on the end of a nice cool gun?
Yep. I sure am. I need some wipes in the ointment. I lost the applicator.
We'll be back. We got to continue this trip behind the scenes of WJFK. And you know, we always wonder why morale is so awful around here.
I don't get it. Today we're contributing.
Here we are doing our part. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Bobby, how would you like to help me out around the shop for...
This is the Don and Mike Show.
A few days. I can't pay you, but you can have all the snacks you want. We've got fruit pies, pretzels, all kinds of Newtons.
You had me at fruit pies.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
A one-hit wonder. You remember this one, don't you, Buzz, from back in the day?
Ryan James.
Gail McCormick. It's a crying shame.
I know, as a Green Bay Packers professional athlete, I've disappointed many, many people. And for that, I am truly sorry.
That's the only crying tape we could find.
Who am I? Love the Don and Mike Show.
We couldn't find the one of John Elway?
I think that's still in my basement.
There's a great tape of John Elway. Elway, I guess when he's going into the Hall of Fame or something,
right.
Or he retires.
Yeah.
He starts crying, and he gets a real big snot bubble going.
He does it.
It's a crying shame. Oh, hey, hold on a sec. Before we get to that tape, checking in from... Ground Zero. I shouldn't say that in these modern times. Here from my son's awful, soon-to-be contaminated dorm room.
Yes.
Down in college. Here's a baby girl. Hi, honey.
Hi, Bernie. No, that place was a mess. And you know how many loads of laundry I did, literally?
How many?
5 yesterday, 3 today.
Wow.
And it was your estimation that our kid probably could go through an entire school year and never do laundry?
I don't think he ever once did laundry. You know what he said? I need clothes. That's because the old clothes were dirty. And you know what? I'm bringing home a basket of clothes that are our clothes. I said, who's wearing my little big booty workout shorts?
Hey, hold on. Wait a minute.
Wait a second.
Hold on now.
Hold on.
Homo.
Wait a minute.
I hate to say this about my own son.
Homo.
You know, I
just remember the My Little Pony
thing. I am turning the knife on everybody today. God. Hold on.
Your workout shorts?
I understand
that was a mistake. You know all those clothes we say, did the cleaning ladies put those in the room? What happened to such? And they disappeared. I found where they live now, at the bottom of the boxes. I mean, I would say the laundry basket, but there was too much for one basket.
I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and think that he just grabbed a bunch of sweats and stuff and got yours by accident, I hope.
He did say, oh, we wondered where those came from, meaning he and his gal pal that I guess, I don't know what, you know,
good,
what's going
keep
on.
Keep saying that. Just keep saying that so everybody gets that thought back in their mind. He has a girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And listen, we're progressive parents.
He has a girlfriend, too. When there's other female laundry in your laundry.
We are progressive parents.
Was there a lot of female laundry in the laundry?
We know they have
fine.
Sex.
And it wasn't. And it
I'm
wasn't
proud of
my
that.
Old lady stuff. It was I'm ignoring the fact that I'm aging stuff. So it was young stuff.
Proud that they have sex. Proud. Proud that they.
Interesting take on it.
Well, Mike, when faced with, although I would love my son no matter what,
right?
He could be like Charles Nelson.
Oh,
Ryan.
Proud in with like if he was wearing your wife's workout shorts.
Yes,
you want to say you're proud that he's
if he's wearing
a
my
good
wife,
heterosexual
if he's
male.
Wearing my wife's clothes. At least that's Wally screwing his girlfriend.
No, I don't think these were worn. I think they're only dirty because they were in proximity to his dirty clothes. I mean, everything smells like a nuclear reactor down.
Mm, wow. And I was telling the guys how many empty bottles do you estimate Bart and his three dorm mates had in that, it was like a three-bedroom dorm that they were living in?
They weren't small bottles, a lot of like half-gallon jug kind of things. There had to be 30 bottles had to be hauled.
Were there any food items like sandwiches, pieces of pizza, any crusts, anything like that in there?
Oh, there was rotten fruit, but I think there was a fruit basket I sent one time. and there was, you know, boxes of cereal and all the cereal not contained in the boxes. It was a hellhole that he moved out of.
Yeah, that's what I tell you.
Now he's got his lovely new mom and grandma fixed up apartment. You know that we were putting shelf paper down. We were very busy nesting for him, and we went to Salvation Army today and we got him another dresser. Only here's something we didn't know.
What?
Bart and I are in the pickup truck bringing the dresser back from the Salvation Army, and we didn't realize till we got to his apartment that when we turned a corner fast, the drawers weren't flying along the highway. So we had to go back and find some drawers.
Oh wow! Hey, is that him? Would you put him on for a second?
Yeah, hold on.
Sounded like he was yodeling in the background.
He was loud. I think he was doing the, which is our idiot sound, our Sam Huff sound effect.
This is Sam Huff.
No offense, Sam.
Of course.
It's our Barney from The Simpsons sound effect.
All right.
So listen, here's all I have to ask you. What are you doing with Mom's booty shorts?
I didn't know that I had them.
Okay. How's your girlfriend?
She's doing well.
Okay, because I just have to tell you, I have to be honest with you, son. When Mom said that she found her booty shorts down there in your laundry, I had to play this tape.
Homo.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. I mean, I've told you before, I love you and accept you no matter how you are.
I'm comfortable in my sexuality. No, I wasn't wearing Mom's booty shorts.
Okay.
Although I would look good in them.
Okay, well,
did your mom,
Homo.
Your mom do a good job on your old place?
Oh, she did a great job.
She's a great cleaning lady, isn't she?
Great Mother's Day.
You do anything for her on Mother's Day? Like take her out to the track or anything like that?
I know where they went last night.
We went to Applebee's.
Oh, that's there you
so
go.
You know, Frida was happy about that.
That's cool.
And there were no, there's blue laws down here, so you can't even have a drink.
Oh, yeah, oh, so that's right.
I got that call last night. I said, "How's it going?" Fine. We're at Applebee's. We're like a 10-hour wait because it's the only place open, and they don't serve booze.
Oh. But you don't need booze because they top their steaks.
All right, bud. Well, make sure you tell Mom how much you appreciate all the stuff she's doing for you.
Oh, I have.
All right, very good. All right, I love you. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, do you want to talk to Mom?
Yeah, let me talk.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Oh.
She wants the bird.
Sure. Here's like a party.
Here she is. Hello?
Yeah, Applebee's last night, some Mother's Day, exhausted and starving. The waiter comes over and says, "So what can I get you to drink?" And I say, "Uh-huh. Do you have Grey Goose vodka?" "Oh, it's Sunday, ma'am." He looks at, "You can't drink on Sunday."
Yeah. Blue Law is still alive.
That's what's so weird about South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Because the other 6 days of the week, seriously, you can go into a store at 6 o'clock in the morning and
right.
say, "Hi, I'd like 87 beers."
Right.
They go, "Sure, here you go. Would you want eggs with that?"
It's a strange state.
Of course. You know, we're sitting in the bar, and he's asking if I want something to drink, and I said, "Oh, well, all right, I guess water, bottled water." Bottled water? What are you stupid Yankees talking about?
Yeah, but you can get sweet tea. You get all the sweet tea you want.
It was the worst Mother's Day ever. You got two cranky old ladies there, my mom and me, wanting just a drink, and they leave you at the bar where they have pictures of all their little drinks. So we're just looking at the little the drawings of
that is cruel.
Maybe you are really great to do that. And thank you for doing that. And I'm sorry it was not the best Mother's Day you've ever had. I was saying earlier it was one of the finest I've experienced.
Yeah, I'm sure. All right, well, it's well worth it. We got the summer just to frolic, me, you, and Grandma all in
the house
together.
As you know, that's always been my master plan.
Password is rowdy.
That's been my master plan. Get married, have a kid, and then right when he moves out and go to college, have my mother-in-law move in.
Yeah, very exciting.
It was, I called it the I'm never alone plan.
she doesn't smell. Look on the bright side.
That's a good thing. You got to accentuate the positive.
Okay, I love you. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye, honey. Bye, bye.
Well, there she is. I mean, sounds like everybody's happy.
What's a delicate way of saying this? My mother-in-law does smell.
Really?
But it's that standard old lady perfume smell.
Rose perfume.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
There is the smell.
Incidentally, you can't get that in the stores. I think like when you turn 70, they ship it to you.
Yeah, they do.
It's like a requirement. I think it's sent out by the Social Security Administration.
It's an implant.
Boy,
yeah.
If I was
an implant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Simple surgery, outpatient.
Behind the ear.
Sometimes.
And, you know, I know that there's that that commercial. My family loves y'all to be about that commercial. The dumb Budweiser commercial. Wearing too much cologne, man. Wearing too much cologne. Yeah, every time that commercial's on, they say, "Dad, that's
you, Mr. Wearing Too Much Cologne, Man."
Hey, how about something for the senior citizens in our audience, huh?
Yeah.
How about something for that?
Oh, it makes me sad.
Yeah. Why?
Now think of Aline whenever we have this discussion.
Talk about rose water? Absolutely.
I mean, her rose perfume.
Aline Cunningham, that old carny.
Fantastic. That perfume was the greatest. You could smell Aline when she'd come into the county.
It's true, and you know, she made everyone feel psychic.
It was wonderful, yeah, because you'd be dizzy.
She's coming.
You know, when they used the word intoxicating to describe fragrances,
there you go.
That was a classic example of that. It was intoxicating.
Between that perfume and that frizzy hair, that was a walking, talking fire hazard.
I believe we used to give up 3 days of the show a week,
Mama,
to have that carny come in and talk to our listeners. Although I'll say this, you little brains. Y'all used to eat it up with a spoon.
Yeah, they loved it.
And listen, we did too.
We dug it too.
We did too.
Yeah. Well, when you find someone who genuinely has the sight,
the gift. She had it.
Oh, no, I was referring to the way her son worked the phone.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you don't know what we're talking about. There's a sweet old psychic named Aline Cunningham. We used to have on our show. And she looked like Mrs. Santa Claus.
Yeah.
She really did.
Yeah, she did.
And she would come in and say, "Oh, hello, darling. Hello, dear. How are you?" And her
Mrs. Santa Claus with a lazy eye.
Her son who's like the slickest used car salesman you've ever seen.
Right.
He'd be in the back room on the telephone. And we didn't find this out for the first 3 or 4 years that she was on our show. He'd be back there taking calls. And he'd go, "Hello, Don and Mike show." And it'd be like somebody going, "Yeah, I want to know if I'm going to have a good job in the future. No, 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 that's not good. Now, listen, here's the deal. You tell these guys that you want to have sex with your sister.
Well, I don't want to have sex with my sister.
You just tell them that, and then after they talk about that, then you throw in the thing about your job. I mean, this is how the guy really would prep these people to come on the air with us.
One time I heard this, no one wants to know where your car keys are. How about this? You bought a wedding ring, and you had a fight with your fiance, and you want to get the ring back, but you can't find it. So it's the wedding ring. Mom won't tell you where the keys are, but you got to find the wedding ring.
You'll get your keys.
You just go along with my story now.
We would have her on the show, and it would always be the same thing. We'd say, okay, this time she's only going to be on one day.
Remember all the time we'd all get our individual time with her? Remember that stupid we
why
were?
Why do you have to tell that?
We were such carnies ourselves, like hucksters, and what she'd say like would have any kind of merit.
Yeah.
Gee, Aline, what do you think about our contract negotiations?
Aline, thank you for telling me that the marriage will last.
She told you that?
Thanks, sir. I don't remember. Yeah. I just thought it would be funny. But see, you asked if she really told me that because you were curious.
I was.
You logged some time with her, too, didn't
never
you?
Never had a reading, I don't
think. Never had a reading?
Listen, I think we all had to go in and do our penance with her. Everybody had to go in and just say, you know, and I always stuck with the standard. What do you think about the show?
Right.
And she would put on that, like, although she didn't have a turban
on. Oh, they're big. You're going to do big things when I see television.
She'd close her eyes. She'd go, yeah, same thing. Oh, you and Mike, I'm telling you, I get good feelings about this.
I see television in your future. Yes, you're going to host the CBS Evening News.
That's what I see. I truly do see that. My time when I'd have my private time was always longer, and it was more special than any of you guys. And,
that's true. But
I had a special relationship.
You sure did, Big Daddy.
Yeah, she was something special.
So we would have this psychic on, and Mike would bang her. And
it was great. God, she was good.
And the deal is that we'd always say, let's have her on just one day.
Mm-hmm.
And then the phones would go crazy the whole time we were on the air. Like we're giving away $1 million or something.
And she'd do private readings, too.
Yeah.
Her routine was to come into town, do a little radio, get these private appointments lined up, and then let people go to her hotel. Right?
She'd be in town like for a month after she'd been on our show.
Right.
She'd be parked at camp at some hotel where she would have listeners of our show who had made appointments weeks in advance.
She kind
of
hopped around from hotel to hotel until they burn on her, right?
Oh, yeah. We always go, how you doing, Aline? We're doing great. Don and Mike, I want to tell you, down at Siemens Brunch, down at the Wharf Hotel.
The plugs.
S-I-E-N-A-N-S. Not the bad Siemens, or S-E-A-N-A-N, if it was a...
Fish joint. But she would throw that plug in, they're so nice down there, and they all love your show. They love your show.
And they want you to come down for the brunch on Sunday.
They have the best crab legs, and they wanted us to say hello.
Now, if she's a psychic, how come she didn't know we thought she was full of crap? And do you remember the very end? At the very end, I don't know if we ever talked about this, she would close her eyes.
Yeah.
And we would be in the studio, and she would close her eyes.
Yeah.
We'd both give her the finger.
Right. Yeah, just for being fun, like when somebody's not looking.
Right.
It was great. And we'd hold up signs, too. We hold up signs. Horrible thing. Horrible thing.
Not that bad.
She was a psychic. We figured she'd know.
Right.
It was like turning to the devil or something.
Fair test.
Put those signs away. Never happened.
Hold up signs with things that we wanted her to do, herself or to us.
She was quite a lady.
And it would really get to be a trick because it wasn't enough while she had her eyes closed to give her the finger. Then we started having to write notes, and then we had to write them on these big industrial-sized index cards.
Right. And Dom wasn't content with just holding up the note. Dom would like to reach over the console and get the note like 2 inches from her face.
This is what you're right. That's what I.
And then she'd always look up and look at me, and I'd be like doubled over laughing.
She'd be like right here on mic 4.
Right.
I'd be leaning like this. She'd be talking to some prank going, I'll see good things for you. Meanwhile, I'm holding up a sign that's way over like this. I got a half an inch from her face.
Right.
And we'd wait until she opened her eyes and pull it back, and you're right.
She might have caught the one that said die.
Oh, no.
It was just a joke.
It was just a joke.
I think it was
very irreverent.
It was an exclamation point.
It might have been it was die you.
And also then maybe a variation, why won't you die?
Right.
Like when we were in the Goodfellas thing.
Right. You hag or something like that. It was, you know, just simple stuff. Yeah. It was childhood pranks.
And we always thought if she was a true psychic, when we got off the air, when we went to break, she would say something like, you disgusting boys and your signs.
Don't play those games. Stop that and put those away. And then we'd be like, woo.
Yeah, wow, she really knows.
I still think she could see through her eyelids. She was reptilian in that way.
But a
very sweet. Yeah. When you stripped all the psychic crap away, she was just a sweet.
Yeah. When you stripped it away, Mike,
Which I did many times.
Don't forget. Strip it, Ali.
Right.
Don't forget. You like tapping that thing.
Yeah.
Well, T-H-A-N-G.
All psychics are a little crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy in the head.
Crazy in the bed. You and Allie Cunningham.
She was a minx.
You boned her.
And we used to have that joke, too, when she'd come in. We'd always talk about my relationship with her.
Right.
And I'd always do the really long hug.
Ready for the big hug.
Lingering hug.
Lingering hug. And that was not hard for me to do.
Of course not.
Actually, it was very hard for me to do.
How would you like that steak, Allie? Bone in. Whoa. And everything with you guys. I thought it was up to your code. Bone appetite.
Yeah.
I guess we'll have to bone up on things tonight, Ellie.
Have a good trip down to the hotel. Bon voyage. I think someone's got to do a little boning up on our show.
Well, sometimes we need to be like, hey, want to listen to some Bone Jovi?
She was like Mrs. Santa Claus with great abs.
Wow. That's intoxicating.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to
break. She really was.
We've got a break.
Watch for it.
And glutes.
Yeah.
And one thing, I can't say this. I only heard it from someone who might or might not be in this room.
Right.
Shaved.
Jesus. Everywhere.
But was the shaving necessary?
I think it's God's shaver now.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I think it's God's Lady Remington now.
For years of use. A great ad.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh.
Did you boys know that Independence Air is the official airline of the Don and Mike show?
We did.
Don't need to be a psychic to know that.
It now flies to Seattle, San Diego, San Jose, San Francisco, Los Angeles. Fly I and get your Happy Begs game tag. FlyEye.com. Go your own way. We're giving away another trip to Las Vegas today, every day in the month of May.
God, what a mouth.
The mouth of the South. The round mound of sound.
Man. Boy, she's a magician.
One last question for you.
Yeah?
That only you.
I'll answer it for you now. Statute of limitations has run out.
Her teeth.
Yeah.
In or out?
Either way.
Yeah.
Depends how angry we were that day.
Right.
You know, but mostly out.
Okay, thanks.
Out for, you know, and then back in.
And back in.
Same time.
Right.
It was great. Sometimes just the uppers.
Really?
Just, yeah. That's just good. For the smile.
Because you're kinky.
It was great.
Just for the smile. I picture her just smiling. Just the upper teeth. And on the bottom, it's like.
It was fun, though, because, I mean, we'd play those kind of games. Sometimes it would be teeth out, and then teeth back in, then she'd pop her eye out.
Anyway, right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, continuing our theme with Matt the Engineer crying.
Yes.
We think this is another great crying tape. It's Jerry.
Very good.
Jerry crying during the telethon.
All right.
Dedicated to Matt. The engineer.
I said to Debbie before that I find it odd that my tears are rolling from a good afternoon. Hi, Jer, and they come out. And I realize that I am so deeply touched by all of your love and all of the good stuff you've done for
me. Yes, Jerry.
If I get through this, I'm buying everybody a car.
That's funny, Jerry.
And as Louis told me, slowly.
What?
That's Jerry.
This is conductor.
This is from Matt the engineer.
Wait a second. There was just one guy I forgot that's on the stage. I think I should recognize him or he'll never come to
you. I remember this tape. He forgets Ed.
He forgot Ed.
The king and the leader of my support, Ed McMahon. I left you for last. I left you for last.
All right.
Look at that. Look at that. Look at what he gets. You deserve it.
Look at that.
Look what he
got. Reminds me of that great bit you did when you, I think, hit the ding every time Jerry said me or mine.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, Matt the engineer. Okay, thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the moondoos.
Did you hear me screaming that? Bob Welch.
I did it.
Bob Welch kicks ass.
Yeah.
Stand by as we give away the trip to Las Vegas today, a day of the month of May to Las Vegas.
Why is radio so stupid? Oh, I could list a million reasons.
Could you do me a real quick favor, Rob? Yeah. Just grab me three or four of those things outside where celebrities are saying that they don't listen to the show. This is, to me, amazing. Radio is such a dumb industry with dumb people.
It is. Everybody and very, very few original ideas.
Everybody ready to follow the leader on whether it's Jack FM or the best music mix.
Mm-hmm.
This is the dumbest article. Worthless on every level.
Perfect.
Now, let's say you're running a radio station, and you got a movie star, a rocker, whoever it is, and you wanted them to cut a liner for your station.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you need a primer on how to do that?
No.
For instance, here's what they say on our show.
Hi, this is Tiffany, and I never listen to Don Geronimo and Michael Merrill.
There's a big one.
There's, it's hot as today.
Okay. This is Bruce Wayne, millionaire philanthropist, of course, Bruce, and Batman and Adam West, and yeah. I never listen to Don Geronimo and Michael Merrill.
Love that one. Of course, Bruce.
Uh-huh. We're working our way back up.
Hi, this is Rocky the Flying Squirrel.
Okay, we were there.
Holy smoke. I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Anyway, you get the idea. Uh-huh. That we have these people that have been on the show. They say they don't listen.
Right.
And I'm sure you've heard this on whatever city you're listening to. I said, you know, where it's, you know, hey, this is Michael Anthony from Van Halen. You're listening to Maine's Best Rock 107.
Sure, like that.
Okay, this is from Radio and Records. And this is from a format. In this magazine, they divide it up into different formats,
right,
like rock, mm-hmm, top 40, talk. This is for album rock.
Mm-hmm.
And it says station IDs. This is a column now from a guy named John Schoenberger. He's the editor of this column, of this particular rock part of the magazine.
Right.
I often get requests from managers of radio stations for station IDs. I recently compiled a list of station ID templates for the entire panel. We started this in last week's issue, and I'm completing the list this week. As I mentioned last time, most program directors are quick to point out that these are just suggestions.
Yes.
So, that's the setup.
All right.
You're running a radio station. You want, I guess you're so stupid, you don't know just to have the guy say,
mm-hmm,
hi, this is Sting, you're listening to More Music 93.7.
But right, you don't have a clue.
So, this guy takes, and take a look at this page, Mike. This is a big page, an entire column.
Yeah, a lot of lists of a lot of stuff.
Let me show you how clever stations are and why clever radio people need these types of tips.
All right.
For instance, on WBOS in Boston,
mm-hmm, big radio station,
they say, hi, this is Name, and you're listening to 92.9 WBOS, powered by music. How about in Columbus, Ohio? Hi, this is Name, and you're tuned into listener-supported 93.1 WCBF. How about Minneapolis? This is Name, and you're listening to Drive 105.
Uh-huh.
You get where I'm going with
this?
About how stupid this is?
I picture program directors all over the country busily jotting down these ideas so not to lose the idea in their head.
Yeah. How about Knoxville? Hi, this is Name. Thanks for listening to my music on Knoxville's home for world-class rock, 100.3. How about Louisville? Hi, this is Name, and you're listening to Today's Rock, 94.9, Radio Louisville.
They list these. Why are they making it so...
They're all the same.
This is the primer. You have the station slogan, and you get the celebrity to repeat it.
This is why we're going to call the guy here that wrote the article.
Right.
Yeah.
But we're going to call him and tell him we're confused.
Okay.
Let me just read you a couple of more. So you like Ann Arbor, Michigan. Hello, this is Name, and you're listening to Ann Arbor's 107.1, Real Rock and Variety. Hilton Head, South Carolina. Hi, this is Name, and you're listening to Hilton Head's coolest radio station, Wave 104. Chicago. Hi, I'm Name, and you're listening to 93 WXRT.
Okay.
Now,
you don't need a list.
That doesn't even have a slogan on it.
No. And in this column, and it's the second part of the column I didn't have last week.
The advanced part.
He writes slugs from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 48 radio stations.
And they're all the same.
They're all exactly the same.
Especially ones that just give the call letters, hi, and you're listening to.
And maybe a slug.
About Mobile? Maybe. Hi, this is Name. You're listening to Mobile's home for true rock, 91.1.
I think that's the second time I've heard true.
The
zoo?
Yeah.
I think you need to call the guy and say, I'm concerned. He didn't list my call letters. What should I do?
How about Indianapolis? Hi, this is Name. You are listening to 92.3 WTTS, quality rock.
There we go.
What freaking lemmings they are. All right, we're going to call this guy.
But it certainly demonstrates the originality of radio.
And this is what just gave me the red ass when I'm reading this weekend. First of all, I'm looking at going, oh, it's a waste of paper to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
But second, what radio guy is so dumb that he's going to sit down and go, you know what? I had it all wrong when I said you're listening to the best music on 92. Would you stop?
Hello.
Mine said, hi, this is David Lee Roth. Have a nice day.
Is that good?
Man, it would be so much better if I mentioned the station. Why didn't I think of that?
Hi, this is Name, and you're listening to 92.9 Dave FM. Rock without rules.
Before I got this list, my station idea said, hi, this is Sting. How's it going?
We like 9 and 11, but we don't like the rest of them.
Okay, we're going to call.
Do we have a slogan if he asks us what our slogan is?
Hi, this is Elton John. What's up?
Hold on a second.
And also make sure that the celebrity says who they are.
Yes, right. Hi.
Is this Radio and Records? John Schoenberger, please. Thank you. Rob, get over here, and would you please pick this up?
Hi.
See if the guy would come on the air?
This is Tom Cruise.
Well, Tom, here on the Don and Mike Show...
How's it?
Let's see. the ones that we like the best...
Hold on. How are you? Good. Do you have a moment to come on the air with Don and Mike? They have a question about your most recent column. You are listening to AAA Station IDs, Part 2. So can you come on the air? Okay, hang on. When you hear voices, you'll be on the radio.
Great. This is great.
This is how we get to the underbelly of
radio. So now we got the expert on. Now, you got his permission?
Yeah, he's ready.
Yes, I'm here.
John, hi, it's Don and Mike. How are you?
I'm good. How about you today?
We're doing fantastic.
We are peachy, John.
Now, we read Radio and Records, and we try to share it with our audience to let them know what radio is all about. Fascinating column you have this week. We were talking about slogans. How many radio guys do you think are going to read your column this week and get good tips out of it?
Well, I think it's to serve two purposes. One, you know, if somebody comes up with a good slogan or a good way to position a radio station, usually that good idea spreads like wildfire, to stations across the country.
Uh-huh.
Nobody has a corner on a great positioner. So I think radio guys will look at to see how other stations within their format are positioning their radio station.
Here's what I'm thinking. I'm seeing a lot. World-class rock.
Which is a big moniker for my format, which is AAA radio.
So do you believe that is what a station should go with, world-class rock?
What about true rock?
What about quality rock?
Well, quality rock, true variety, world-class rock, all those are probably some of the strongest positioners for the format, yes. Yeah.
How about the rock?
The rock? Well, you know, there's all different kinds of rock, as you know, out there, but
Chick-fil-A
is basically targeting for an adult audience, and I think what they're trying to do is point out the fact that they're playing the tastier rock, not only by new artists, but rock that's compatible with the artists that were very popular back in the 70s and 80s.
Now, what type of feedback have you gotten from radio guys on these columns?
I've gotten pretty good feedback, because the other side of the coin is there's a lot of record labels that bother me all the time to see if I have a list of IDs for radio stations, because a band may be from another part of the world, and maybe they're going to be in their home office for a day or two,
but they
want to try to do as many things with that artist as they can walk
John,
in the country.
John, buddy, my friend, do you really think that the guys that run radio stations, I mean, here's what I wanted to ask. You seem like a very intelligent guy, and thank you for coming on the air with us.
No problem.
Did you, were you on vacation this week or something? Did you, have you gone through a crisis or something? I don't mean to pry.
You wouldn't be insinuating that he phoned this one in, would you?
I mean, this is really, all you've got is like 45 different stations, and they're all saying the same thing. It's either the best rock or quality rock or, yeah, I mean, like, really, a monkey could get in a room and pick these out. Can you cut an ID for us?
Well, this is what the radio stations would like artists to say, so they can play them back on the air. This is
John?
Jackson Brown, and you're listening to
John. Understand, we're not shooting the messenger here. We know it's your job to help these radio guys, but really, do you think you're helping them by printing, for instance, quality music and true variety, world class rock, the World Cafe, Chicago's finest rock. The river, true music diversity.
Well, what's your station's positioner?
We have, what is our positioner?
We suck.
We are the worst.
No, we don't care about our station. We just care about radio, and we're wondering if you...
I don't even know what it is now.
We don't really have one.
What is our home station? It used to be Washington Superstation.
We don't have a station.
Is that still what it is?
No, I don't think we use that.
Is this it?
The station with less BS.
How do you like that?
Well, you got to remember that a lot of the times you're trying to position yourself as to what the other stations in your market are doing as well.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought, John, and obviously we don't do music radio, so I don't want to tell you how to do your job, but have you ever thought, rather than write a column about how to get Eric Clapton to say he listens to your radio station, have you ever thought about just one week just getting a big blank page and writing, how come you guys all play the same 16 records just in a different order every day?
Well, you know, I think that is a valid argument for much of music radio out there today, but my format, the AAA format, happens to be a format that reaches out and plays more artists than most other contemporary radio formats, and they're largely responsible for breaking a lot of the new artists today on the singer-songwriter adult kind of level.
What is the AAA? Explain the AAA.
The term stands for Adult Album Alternative.
If you get a flat...
There are stations both on the commercial and the non-commercial side.
On the side of the road, if you get a flat tire,
okay,
you call them up, and they come out and they change it. It's great. Would you cut an ID for us?
If you tell me what your positioner is, I'd be glad to do it.
All right, you should play the examples of the other ones, the other celebrities that have said...
Mike, I'm thinking that we're doing it all wrong. I'd like you to... I'm going to steal this one from Ann Arbor. If you would say, hi, this is John Schoenberger on Ann Arbor's 101.7, The Don and Mike Show.
Now, I'm not getting anything out of that.
Always playing a quality mix of then and now.
Oh. Now, there you go. Now, see, there it is.
That's a good one.
And you two guys probably represent the then, right?
there we go.
There you go.
There's the dig that you got on us there. John, I'm going to ask you a legitimate question. What do you think the state of radio is right now? Our contention is that radio people, programmers, it's just the same ideas that recycle again and again. I mean, there's just not an original...
Are you caught up in the excitement of Jack FM?
Jack FM, classic example. The Lemmings, everybody doing the same thing.
Yeah, well, Jack is certainly the popular fix-all format at the moment, and I think in the markets where the programmers really sit down and think it out and take the premise of that format and really research their specific market, I think it can be successful for them. But
if
what will happen is a lot
if
of people will just see what one or two of the successful stations are doing and will try to mimic it in those markets, and then it probably
won't
work.
Here we go. That's what happens.
Here's what you say. You say, hi, this is rock journalist John Schoenberger. You're listening to the World Cafe on the Don and Mike Show.
Is that one of the ones that's in there?
The World Cafe.
I think we could rename our show.
Well, the World Cafe happens to be syndicated out to about 225 stations around the country.
Okay, then,
they're doing something right.
How about this? Hi, this is rock journalist John Schoenberger. You're listening to Don and Mike. Quality rock.
Or how about quality talk?
No, no.
Quality talk. Or, John, you know, since, you know, we've had this wonderful interview with you, you could maybe make one up for us. and make it represent your true feeling.
But this is the problem with radio, that you can't make it up now. You got to get your magazine that's got the slogans that the 40 other stations do.
It does not promote original thinking.
Well, the columns, as I said, were not necessarily for radio. It was more for the record side of radio records. It was something to give the record labels that their artists could cut while they had them in the studio somehow.
How about this? If you could just work the word bleach in when you talk about our show.
Bleach.
Bleach.
That's right. We're throwing this at you right on your feet right now. Just give us one for our show, the Don and Mike Show.
I'm reading, what is this, Rock Without Rules?
No, I don't like that.
You don't like that one, though?
No, that's been around for too long.
Rock without
How about
rules?
Talk Without Rules?
Talk Without Rules. That's a little bit... I like just something with the word bleach in it.
How about quality bleach? This is Rock.
How about true bleach? The world's bleach.
Okay. Hi, this is Rock Journalist John Schoenberger.
But let him do it on his own. Let him make it up.
Hi, this is rock journalist John Schoenberger, and you're listening to the Don and Mike Show, Unmixed Bleach.
For that, we thank you.
Yeah, thank you, John.
Thank you for taking our call, really.
You're a good sport, John. Thank you.
No problem.
Thanks very much. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Keep on rocking.
Bye-bye. Rocking in the free world.
He took it. Give him credit.
Yep.
He took it.
He did.
That... There is not an original. No. Those slogans, some of those slogans have been around for 25 years.
And you dig why this gave me the red ass, right?
Sure.
I'm reading this like, this is what radio guys have to go by as their Bible? That you're looking at this and going, oh, God.
Well, but that is a classic example why you do get the Jack FM and you see it in, you know, 70 markets in 3 days. It's the way, what are some of the other ones on there?
Hold on. This is something that just always sounds like crap to me. Hi, this is Name, and you're listening to Central Ohio's Rock. You know what that to me just sounds like crap. Central Ohio.
Vague at best. Because you were trained, like I was trained by some of these people, you always want to make it bigger and better.
Right.
And if you regionalize it like that, you know.
Okay, Mike Conway, New Hampshire. Hi, this is Name. You're listening to 93.5 Music Without Boundaries.
Bingo. You can't get any bigger than that. Hey, how about this? How about this? Hi, this is Neil Diamond. You are listening to The Rock of the Universe.
Wow.
Hey, might as well make it bigger. Or Galaxy.
Hold on. We might have to call this station. I found this station in North Carolina.
Yeah?
What's it called?
Here are the call letters. Okay? It says, hi, this is Name. You're listening to 106.7, The Penguin.
Hey, all right.
Now
I'm listening.
Who calls the radio station?
The Penguin.
The Penguin.
Do we have our penguin tape?
Yeah, we're looking for it. Oh, there's another one, too. Hi, this is Name. You found the Penguin, the radio you've been waiting for.
You found a second penguin?
There's two. No, same station.
Oh, same station.
Just two liners.
All right,
from them.
All right. Just can't imagine more than one.
How you doing, Rob?
I'm on with the directory assistant.
Okay, good.
Just ask for the penguin. You're listening to the Penguin.
Hi. This is that guy from Coldplay that's married to...
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth Paltrow. You're listening to World Class Rock. I'm the Penguin.
I,
I'd like to know the research that went into that.
Yeah.
Well, they're safe. They don't fly.
What was it? But I'm still like, it's a Batman thing. It was like, what was it down to? The Joker? The Catwoman? The Riddler? No. The Penguin.
I like the Joker. Hi, Joker.
Joker FM.
The bookworm.
Egghead. You're listening to Mr. Freeze.
Thanks for listening to the Mad Hatter.
You're listening.
Wilmington.
It's in Wilmington, North Carolina.
You're listening to Robin.
Are you getting anything through?
No answer yet.
No answer? You calling the business line?
Yeah.
And of course, much like Larry King, when we get through, we talk to anybody at the station. We just say, why? Why the Penguin?
Maybe they closed at 5.
Did they have they even answered with a voicemail?
Yeah, sorry, I can't be here.
There you go.
I can't come to the phone right now.
Sorry.
What a stupid name for a radio station.
It was Meredith. An odd choice.
Okay, you got it.
Don't get them rocked.
No, they're not answering.
There you go.
They're not even answering the phone.
We can't come to the phone right now, Rock. That's the only Burgess Meredith I know.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello, Don and Mike.
You're fighting tomato cans.
Hello.
Hey, this is Name, and you're listening to the best white A bleaching in the D.C. area.
The what?
The best, I think he said A bleaching. He was trying not to say the word. Thank you, though, my friend. Thank
no
you.
Answer.
Meanwhile, atop the Umbrella Factory, we find the sinister secret headquarters of the rascally Penguin and his fine feathered finks.
You know that's probably got to be all... I would think that would be all over that radio station.
But wouldn't that... I mean, that would appeal to... Let me think. Who would that appeal to? To me? Because I like Batman.
Eskimo.
But it's in Wilmington.
Exactly.
Wilmington, North Carolina.
And any luck, Robbie? No.
Okay, so screw it. We'll come back to it tomorrow.
They're number one among people wearing tuxedos.
The Penguin. Staff meeting, everyone from this day forward will wear dinner jackets.
Now it's busy.
Hold on,
Beth Ann's got a number.
She used to work there.
Hello, baby.
About that. You look good in those Tina Fey glasses.
Didn't she drive to North Carolina? That's where she went, down
the I'm sorry, I'm late.
Yeah.
To see her tuxedoed veterinarian.
The vet only deals with dogs and penguins.
That's right. Right.
Oh.
You imagine their staff meetings. Where was your umbrella today?
Got a recording, and obviously it's like 5 stations.
But do they say the Penguin?
The Carolina Penguin FM.
The Carolina
Penguin. The Carolina Penguin.
Now you got a creature that's surviving out of its element.
Very Carolina cool. Penguin FM. That is officially the dumbest moniker for a radio station we've heard.
But a hell of a name for a hockey team.
That's dumber than Jack FM or Bob FM.
The Penguin.
The Penguin.
I like
it. Hey, they also have the Bone FM.
The Bone?
Yeah.
The Bone. Well, that's a station you and Allie and Cunningham could listen to together.
Bone in.
We got to do this, everybody. We'll be right back on the Penguin.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I've got to tell you, today was just what I needed. Thanks a lot, Harry.
It was my pleasure, Mary.
So you'll pick me up tonight at 7:45?
Oh, well, no, I got a few things to take care of first, but why don't we make it 7:45? Okay, 7:45.
The Don and Mike Show. It's the favorite radio program of Charlie M. The Don and Mike Show.
Charlie M. Charlie M. You make me pop your eye out for Charlie M.
www.donandmikewebsite.com. The official site of our show if you want to see what's going on.
Finally saw that Kelsey Grammer thing.
Oh, you're able to click on the link and see him taking the fall?
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Yeah. If you go to the daily recap section, we've always got a picture up or a link up. Today it's a picture of Dirty Britney Spears. Dirty, pregnant Britney Spears. We're giving away a trip today to Las Vegas as well, every day of the month of May, courtesy of Independence Air, the official airline of the Don and Mike Show. Fly high and get your happy bags. Game tag.
Speaking of DonandMikeWebsite.com, I see nothing wrong with Robert's teeth. Just wanted to pass that along.
They're on there, too.
I had a lot of people mention his teeth to me. And a lot of people send me pictures of other people's teeth.
When I saw Robert's teeth,
that
it reminds
that
me...
That they thought resembled Robert's teeth.
Take it easy.
Oh, well, you don't like the bright spotlight being turned your way, friend?
Oh, was it me?
I'm not gonna mention the pictures.
Did I send pictures?
You and everybody else.
That's right. I just saw Robert's teeth, and I was reminded I need to replace some Venetian blinds upstairs.
Well, I hope he gets the deal with the dentist, and they take them all out, and he gets a new set of piano.
The thing with Robert's teeth is, with Robert Mailman's teeth, it's not that they are gross, like they've not been taken care of or brushed.
There's just a long distance to travel in between them.
Man, I mean, this one's going this way, and this one's going this way, and this one's got like a space in between them, and this one's going kind of backwards.
Yeah, like an 1880s graveyard. No planning.
Watch it.
Watch it.
Watch it. Thank you to Joe Bethann. They found this station that we couldn't get a hold of in North Carolina. It's the Carolina Penguin, 106.7. We've got the music down cold.
Okay, I see. Oh, dear.
Did you see the logo?
Oh, dear.
We're going to have to call these guys on the show tomorrow.
And just find out what they were smoking when they made that decision.
Join Jerry Garrard and our friends at Red Bank Wide for the Great Music Uncorked. Get a new Penguin disc if you show up. One of our Penguin promotions.
Well, there's the slogan. We've got the music down cold.
Right.
Yeah. There you go.
And it's a penguin.
Hey, it's different, right?
It's a penguin, and he has like a musical note in his hand, and he's playing it like a git box.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah.
Because he's so cool.
He's a cool penguin.
I think you mentioned the website.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to the website, you'll see a great picture right now. It's up there under today's daily log, even though we're not done with the show yet. It's a picture of Britney Spears and her baby bump, okay? Before she was supposedly hospitalized, which is the word that's out now that she's had some problem. But, Mike, take a good look at that and tell me if you don't want to break off a piece of that.
Oh, she is. And that's the prediction, that she is just going to get sloppy and dirty, and she's going to Walltown, and that's what's going to happen.
The Bride of Federline.
Also, you should know that if you, and I do live at BritneySpears.com, if you go there, you can get on some auction for charity to win a pair of her autographed socks.
Now, can you imagine that? You want blue or ranch?
Here's the thing. I think they're probably never worn. Yeah. This chick never wears socks.
Right.
Also, she has signed the socks. You can see them on her website. She signed them Britney Spears Federline.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Which is the new name she wants to go by.
I want those socks.
And then there's Jason Alexander. George. No, the other Jason Alexander.
Right.
The guy that was married to Britney Spears for...
The Louisiana moron?
52 hours.
55 hours?
Something like that. Okay. We received today, I guess on Friday actually, a press release from Kevin Federline, who's broken his silence about... from Jason Alexander about Kevin Federline.
All right, so Jason Alexander, not the Jason Alexander, but the one down in Louisiana, has broken his silence about Federline.
He writes, and I'm just going to read this directly. Oh.
That's better.
People break up, and you go your own way, but you don't go, I love you, baby, and I can't wait to see you. And one day you call and the phone's cut off. Then she's dating somebody else. She's married to somebody else. Why is it so right with him and not me? No. Everybody thinks our marriage was a joke. It's been hard. Her life went back to normal and mine didn't. It's all messed up. I thought about it. I loved her. And from what she told me, I thought she felt the same way. All of a sudden, this other person just appears. It's hard when I see her on TV. I'm bitter. And I'm mad. But I don't hold it against her. She's Britney, and I love her.
If only they could have seen what was happening to me.
He sounds like that idiot runaway bride guy down in Atlanta. Oh, and hey, how about her? I know that's nothing that would have anything to do with the fact that she ran away, but What is it that she stole? She stole like $1,700 worth of stuff from the apartment store.
I didn't pay attention to it all weekend. Did she?
Yeah.
Did she shoplift?
Not only has she dumped a guy before, which is not a crime, right. She dumped a guy, I guess, on the telephone is the story.
Like in a similar situation?
Yeah. And she had to spend a couple of weekends in jail or something because she shoplifted like $1,700 worth of stuff.
It's official. She's just a whack job.
Yeah, she's not.
All right.
She's nuts, but she's not as nuts as Jason Alexander.
Now, Jason Alexander, who was a nobody, and now he just can't stand it.
And he's sending out press releases. So now we get these things. We're going to try to get the guy on the phone.
Absolutely.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck with that.
Ask him to see if he can just let it go.
Mike, what do you think is the most popular name for kid in 2004?
Male or female?
Male. If you get this, you got it. You name it, you got it. You get it.
All right, wait, I'm going to give this some thought.
If he guesses the number one name for boys.
Okay.
I'll say Brandon.
No. It's Jacob.
Jacob.
Jacob is number one. Oh. The dynasty continues. Jacob has been the most popular name for boys for 6 friggin' years.
In a row?
Yep.
Yep.
Emily.
Jacob.
Emily has been the most popular for girls in three of the last 5 years.
We were all born when it was Mike.
Yes.
And we're all Mike. Yes.
Do any of you even know a Jacob? I was thinking, I don't even know a Jacob. I mean, like in real life. I'm sure there's
famous Jacob the Liar.
Jacob Marley.
It's a great movie.
And that's where the
I don't think I know a Jacob.
I don't either.
I know Jake.
I know an Emily.
I know a Jake. My buddy's son's name is Jake. But I don't know if that's Jacob.
Because I'm thinking like of Jake the Snake Plumber. His name is not Jacob Plumber.
Jake is usually short for Jacob.
Or it could just be Jake. Could be a given name.
Here are the names. Here are your top boys' names. You have and I love doing this like a DJ. Moving into the top 10.
Are you starting from 10 up?
Here we go, yes. 10, Christopher. Mm. 9, Joseph. Then William, Daniel, Andrew, Ethan, Matthew, Joshua, Michael, and Jacob.
Oh, so Michael's number 2. Yeah.
William is brand new into the top 10.
Hey.
Anthony has fallen out of the top 10.
Good.
Top 10 girls' names. Mm-hmm. I go from 10 to what?
I bet I can guess number 1.
Elizabeth, mm-hmm. Samantha, mm-hmm. Ashley, Isabella, Abigail, Hannah, Olivia, Madison, Emily, Emma. Emma, I got this backwards. Emily is number 1.
Right.
Emma's number 2.
Emma's the middle name of my youngest daughter.
Mm-hmm. You see, falling out of the top 10,
yes.
Alexis. Isabella is our highest moving name, going from 21st to 4th.
And number 1, as usual, Savannah.
Numbers, something or other.
And for the first time ever, we have a list of the top twins' names.
Ah.
For boys, the most common twin names are Jacob and Joshua.
Tweedledee.
For girls, now get ready to puke. The most common twin names last year for twin girls.
Tell me it's not.
Hope and Faith.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Mary Kate and Ashley.
No, Hope and Faith, just like the dumb Kelly Ripa show.
Pete and Repeat. Jose and Hose B. Ladies and gentlemen, those jokes brought to you from the mind of Spiewak.
I'm surprised.
He writes them, I read them.
Katie Couric. Hold on, is he right? What else you got? What else you have? What else, Robbie? What?
Denise and the nephew. There you go.
Okay. You know what?
He's out.
Get in your boat and get in denial. Okay? Denial River.
That's not a joke. That's a history lesson.
You degenerate. Katie Couric. I know you've seen all the press about the Today Show.
Right.
That the numbers are slipping.
Yes, they're talking about they fired a producer and the whole
thing. Good Morning America's coming up their ass.
Right. Well, he didn't mean it literally.
Okay, good.
You know, Ann Curry wouldn't tolerate that. She'd use her serious voice then.
I hope there's protection.
Yes, that's for sure.
Mr. Roker.
What,
Mr. Roker. You're very familiar with me, Mr. Reed. Mr. Rucker, what are you doing?
That's a battle of the network stars right there. Sure, I'd love to see that. Man, it's morning show orgy party.
Brought to you by Smucker. Oh.
I'm Matt Lauer.
So, the Today Show is getting an attack from Good Morning America.
Yeah.
Good Morning America is coming from behind.
Yes, they are.
They're bringing up the rear. Mm-hmm. And Katie Couric has come under some fire. There was something in the New York Times recently, a big editorial about her, about how she's full of herself.
She has the lowest Q rating on television, apparently.
Oh, you bastard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I thought that's what we were referring back to.
No, I only say that because you get mad when we talk about what you're going to talk about.
Oh, it was an accident.
I know, Buzz, I'm kidding. I bet you are surprised, though. Well, now you know the answer. You would be surprised if I told you. The question is, who has the lowest Q rating of anybody in network news? TV news. And the answer is Katie Couric.
Katie Couric does?
You know, the Q rating is the thing that where you say how much you like or dislike somebody.
Now, is this all anchors? I mean, everybody that's on network television?
Absolutely. Wow. Everybody. All of them. She got the lowest ratings. Let me see.
Well, I'm rooting for Good Morning America.
Yeah.
And then we have What's Wrong with Katie Couric. Okay? Let me see. The people don't like the fact that she's allowed to do this, but this is what came up in this focus group. They don't like the fact that she's banging a bunch of different guys, and she's very public about it. She went out with a guy that owned the Red Sox.
Tom Warner.
Then she goes out with some jazz trumpeter, Chris Botti. I've never heard of that guy.
Local New York guy.
Then there's a guy who works for Trump, mm-hmm. who she's been seen with, and apparently the house frows that watch the Today Show don't like this.
I've got a piece of advice for Katie Couric that can endear her to more people.
What?
She's got to stop saying anyway.
Yeah.
She has said it forever. It is the most dismissive way of talking to her co-anchors there. Matt Lauer will say something. They'll have their little ad lib, or Al Roker will have the little, and she'll say, anyway, and it makes it sound like it's so bitchy.
Yeah.
It comes across as a... Matt, now wait, in fairness, Matt Lauer does the same thing.
Yeah.
He'll say, anyway, but somebody's got to tell them, knock off the transitional diminishing superior phrase.
Oh. Crutch. Anyway, the thing that I...
Shut up!
Shut up! Let me see. Today's show staffers. This is from the New York Times, quoted. Of course, they won't leave their names, but the New York Times got the quote.
I don't blame them.
Said that they are afraid of Katie Couric, because when she comes down the hall, they hear her peremptory voice and her clickety stiletto heel. So they've hired a guy now. She's hired a guy. NBC's hired a new guy, this new PR guy. His name is, does it matter?
It doesn't matter.
They say he's like John Derek to her beau. That she's like Bo Derek, and this guy's like John Derek, and this makeover guy is Katie has to realize, here's the quote, Katie has to realize the people around her are talking and airing her dirty laundry.
Yeah, John Derek.
She needs to clean that up before she goes outside for help. Katie's PR is being done from the NBC press office.
Mm-hmm.
So they are concerned about Katie Couric, and she's going back to this guy who I guess fixed her up when she first got the job on the Today Show.
John Derek. Hero of mine, really.
Of course, a hero for us all.
Yeah, I was reading about this last week, Katie's low Q rating and the fact that the Good Morning America is doing so well. And whoever wrote the article ended it by saying it's a sad day when America is turning to Diane Sawyer for warmth.
That's not Diane Sawyer. That Good Morning America's coming on strong because of the class of 81.
Oh,
American
Tony,
University,
Tony,
baby.
Great.
Absolutely. It's Tony Perkins
and apparently,
all the way.
Apparently Diane doesn't run people off like you'd expect.
You know, seriously, and I'm being serious here, who I think the guy that is just, he's not offensive. He just kind of like hovers there.
Uh-huh.
But the guy doesn't make anybody mad is Charlie Gibson guy.
Yeah.
He sits there. You can't hate him.
No.
He's intelligent enough to do a great interview.
Yes, I can work it up to hate him.
You probably can work it up, but, you know, I like the guy.
So
I think the guy, he does a great interview, and he's not, He doesn't. He just doesn't get too much of himself into it, and I think that's the key to doing it.
The thing is that they all used to have a different identity.
They're all newsreaders.
The Today Show used to be actually kind of a news show.
Yes.
And Good Morning America was like half and half in CBS. Who was watching CBS?
And isn't GMA now doing a little more hard news? Isn't that why? I mean, aren't they doing that a little bit more?
I love when you call it GMA.
But I don't watch it. I still watch the Today Show. Believe it or not, even though Tony's my friend, I actually watch the. I watch the Today Show.
Hmm.
But the Today Show.
You don't watch Channel 5? You don't watch local Channel 5?
Well, whatever Holly Morris is on, I'm watching.
And I don't know when it was. Was it last week she was in Disney World? There's this chick on Channel 5 here in D.C.
Doing feeds for other stations now, right?
Oh, I saw her on the New York station as well. But she is like a hyperactive poodle.
Right.
And it's like, let's go down to Disney World and Holly Morris. Well, I'm here with Goofy, and Goofy's my favorite. Hey, Goofy, what do you think? What do you think, Goofy? Wow, it's kind of cloudy down here in Florida. Back to you, Goofy. I'm Holly Morris. And don't forget, next hour, I'll be clogging.
Jeez, Holly Morris.
Do you think the Today Show could regain their edge if they brought back a chimpanzee?
Yes.
I think that would be the secret.
Only if it did that thing the chimps did to that guy, though.
Oh, but at the camera?
Like whenever anybody was going to be fired, whether it be a producer, cameraman, anyway.
What do you mean, like the monkeys that gouged
out the guy's face
eyeballs?
Off. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant throwing.
No, you actually throw the, you know, whoever's getting canned on the Today Show, you throw them to the chimp.
A chimpanzee with a full set of fangs.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, me?
Yes, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I just wanted to chime in because I went to high school with Katie Couric, and it's made me sick for the past 30 years to listen to everybody talk about how nice she was when... She really hasn't changed much in 30 years.
Yeah.
A lot of my friends feel the same way, and I'm sick of her, you know, grandstanding and just acting like she's... And I feel bad. I mean, it's like criticizing Mother Teresa or something. But
no, it's fine.
What goes around comes around. If you act like that,
was she a bitch? Was she a bitch in high school? I mean, she comes off as a nice girl.
She was a cheerleader, and you got that whole cheerleader attitude. And
you know, our experience with her personally was pretty positive.
Did she sleep around?
Well, this is the thing. Back then, the drinking age was 18, and she turned 18 in our senior year, and what I heard, and I hear that cat going, but anyway, yeah. I heard she was down in D.C. You know, partying a lot, and so usually drinking and partying goes along with.
So your conclusion would be what?
She was a whore?
I don't know if she was a whore, but she was definitely I can say this, I know this, she was definitely was snotty and had an attitude, and, you know, good. I feel like she just got a very lucky break.
What about you? Do you have your legs crossed through the entire senior year?
See, my sister got pregnant when she was 15. So my parents, if they could have put me in a tower and locked me up, they would have.
It's a lot of fun.
Well, how's your life going now?
My life's going great now, but I sure wish I was making $5 million.
I do too.
Sure.
Honey, she makes more than that. She makes like $14 million a year.
I just wish she would just go away. I wish she'd just... Go away. I'm sick of looking at her, and she didn't have blonde hair in, you know, 1975 either. Oh, there's that cat.
Anyway, it's only for you, darling.
You know, you deserve a lot of credit, though, for holding on to this for as long as you have. I think that's terrific.
What are you talking about?
A couple of my friends, when we get together, and there was one thing they did a couple of years ago where they had all of her best friends come in, and they got makeovers, and I knew a couple of them, and actually one of her best friends goes to the church that my mom goes to, and every time I go to church, like Christmas and Easter, I see her there, and she's super nice, but... I don't know. I mean,
you know she's a bitch, right?
Well, no, the actual friend is, but you know, you feel bad saying it, but she is.
When she had sex with all these guys back in high school, do you think she was any good? Did you hear if Katie Couric was any good?
Actually, back in 75, back in the dark ages, sleeping around. I mean, if you were that kind of a girl, everybody in the school knew about it. And you definitely were almost proud of the reputation.
All right, let's get down to it. Let's get down to it. What did Katie do to you personally? Come on, you know it had to be one moment in high school. It had to be. It's you held on to it this long.
What did she
do? It's 1975. What did she do to you?
It really just wasn't anything other than the hierarchy of the cheerleaders, and I thought I was pretty special.
Hold on, so this is it. So you didn't make it as a cheerleader?
Well, no, I didn't, but I didn't want to be a cheerleader. But
were they like Heathers?
Pardon me?
Were they like Heathers?
Were they what?
The movie, Heathers.
Was it like Mean Girls?
Well, I would have to say that she probably was one of those Mean Girls.
But you don't know for sure.
When you're 17 and 18, you're not very kind of, you don't have a mature personality, and you can be kind of rude to people.
So great to talk to women.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
Like
she, yeah, let's give her a round of applause. She's held on to her hatred. Yeah,
what group,
really
did you hang with in high school, ma'am?
Pardon me?
Were you student government?
I was in a student government, and I was also in sort of an artistic group.
Did you wear glasses?
Actually, a contact lens.
Did you smoke the marijuana? Liberally?
I didn't. I wasn't in that kind of crowd.
Wow.
But
did you ever...
You could actually smoke in the school at that time, though, back then.
Did you ever eat the worm?
What are you talking... Oh, no, not in high school, no.
Yeah. The man's worm.
But
I thought you were talking tequila.
Tequila, yeah.
Great time.
You're talking
college.
About that special high school you went to. Or it was a prerequisite.
Cuervo High.
Okay, listen, thank you for the call.
That's what I thought you were talking about. Then I thought you were talking about something else.
Yeah, that was a wonder. I mean, that's just, you got it all off your chest.
You're really great.
Delightful to listen.
Well, we got to give you a prize.
Yeah, that was just really.
You're so mean.
I want an iPod. I really want an iPod.
Of course
listen
to
this.
Except we should call it a me-pod.
No. All about me pod.
She can be more like Katie.
Yeah. Darling, would you like the trip to Las Vegas?
Me? Yeah. I've
I'm
never
sorry.
There.
We're going to give it to another random caller. But we would be glad to give you, hold on, really, Hooters Famous Wings for you and 10 of your friends, and an invitation to stop by Hooters of Rockville tomorrow night at 8 when Rob Spiewak will be hosting the Hooters Swimsuit Contest.
You'll love it. The women are really hot.
Hey, I got nothing against hot women.
You know what? You and your 10 friends, that'll be like Katie's makeover show.
A lot of guys think I'm hot, too. Not like I'm trying to, you know,
really?
Whatever.
You don't have to try.
Yeah, who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Good question.
Oh, gosh. Now, this is what everybody told me. Remember that movie, The Thornbirds?
Uh-huh. Oh, Rachel Ward?
I look like Rachel Ward.
Rachel Ward?
That's okay.
Oh,
I remember Rachel Ward.
I like Rachel Ward.
Are you a giving lover?
I'm good looking.
Are you a willowy brunette?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Buzz, what was your question?
I just want to know if she was considered herself a giving lover.
Shut up,
Calm down, old man.
Who's
the bucket of water? Bucket of cold water in the newsroom.
Just something we were discussing in the office before the show.
Are you a giving lover?
Buzz. That might have to be Buzz's question for all of us.
That was
to make these guys laugh.
Hold on a second, honey. Yeah, everybody's calling. Everybody's calling about Katie Couric now.
But, you know, this lady has a point, because you remember we saw Katie on a train once. And remember, she flipped you off and then kicked that old lady vendor?
Do I?
Yeah. And I was really surprised.
And then I had sex with her in the bathroom.
That's right. I
and you were a giving lover then.
On the train.
And all Katie would do was take.
And she gave me gonorrhea.
That's true.
Are you a giving lover?
So she is giving.
You killed me with that. Hold on, we'll be back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
You have to think of the audience as a child that you're in charge of. And you have to do right by the child. And the child will ask for things that they shouldn't be given. Because it'll make them ultimately less happy. It'll be a better feeling for them. Yeah. They'll look back on this thing and have something that they experienced in their lives that didn't go to hell.
Thanks, Jerry.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
There we are.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Occasionally breathe the rarefied air of Buzzdom. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Are you a giving lover?
That's it today.
That's Buzz's rap today.
Wow.
It's a good question. Well, we didn't have time for the game today. We'll play a game tomorrow. We didn't have time to call whores today. We'll call whores on tomorrow's show. Oh, hold on, what am I saying? We talked to my wife today.
Oh, hey!
You know what that is? That's a post-Mother's Day joke.
Very nicely done.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I went to school with a celebrity a lot like Katie Couric.
Okay, who's that?
Faith Ford.
Faith Ford, that chick from the Open Faith show.
Yeah,
okay. And what was she like?
Well, actually, she wasn't very good looking when she was in high school. Her older sister, Suzanne, was the hot one.
Huh. Didn't we get a call one time? Thank you, my friend. You know that girl on CSI that used to be on the West Wing, Emily Proctor?
Yes, yes.
Didn't we get a call? She grew up in one of the cities that we broadcast to. I don't know if it was Reno or...
Didn't somebody call with a nasty thing about her?
Somebody said she wasn't that hot in high school. But that,
I think that's very possible.
But
sure.
That she was a bitch?
People
is
blossom.
That, is that what they said, that she was a bitch?
I don't know. Everybody usually says
that. I don't recall that.
No, the odds are in that favor. I refuse to believe that.
I don't remember her from the West Wing.
I do.
But I do remember
her.
She was
on the West Wing very, very briefly, but she made a real splash on it because she's just such a presence on camera.
She's a Republican in a Democratic White House.
Exactly.
I only remember one episode of the West Wing.
She had more of a Southern accent on the West
Wing.
So.
Yes, she did.
She came in like they always do on the West Wing from some function, and she got called in to work at the White House, and that guy Josh was there, and she had on a dress that where the back went all the way down to her ass, and that's all. I didn't even put the two together until it was finally, oh, hold on. Yeah.
I sure love me the backless.
Yeah.
I like them backless gowns.
Nice on that. Nice on that thing. Nice on that thing.
How's it?
H-O-W-Z-I-C.
How's it?
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello. Oh, I'm sorry. Don and Mike. How you doing? Oh,
hi.
No.
That's
sorry.
Okay. That's okay. We're doing great. How are you?
I'm really great. I'm so... I'm wicked psyched on talking to you. Oh, my God.
Well, what can we do for you?
You called to talk bad about Katie Couric?
Well, no. I'm actually late, so I hope it doesn't annoy you guys too much, but I was just wondering what Don got his wife this weekend. She was cracking me up on Friday for Mother's Day.
What did you buy your wife for Mother's
Day? A gift, perhaps?
We have the gift.
I can't believe I'm talking to you guys.
We have the gift of 800 miles between us right now. She's still down moving my kid out of his college dorm.
Did you provide her with a trinket, a bauble, something glittering, something nice?
There will be something waiting for her when she arrives home.
There you go.
Oh, that's really great.
A brand new broom. She can either use it to clean or to fly. I'm kidding. I got her something nice, but I'm going to give it to her when she gets back.
Ma'am, are you a mother?
Yes, I am.
And did you get a nice gift for Mother's Day?
No, I didn't.
What did you get? What did you get?
My husband worked all weekend, so I think he kind of forgot it was Mother's Day.
Well, isn't that somewhat of a gift, though, that he worked all weekend?
How could he possibly forget it's Mother's Day on the Weather Channel? On your local on the 8th, they were saying it's Mother's Day, for God's sake. Mother's Day.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's Mother's Day.
I don't know. It's hard to yell at him when he's wicked tired, but whatever. I don't know.
When he's wicked tired.
Are you calling from New England, or are you from New England?
I'm from New England, yeah.
Ah, I love wicked good. Yeah. I love wicked.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't your husband bring you a gift every payday? It's called a salary.
You know, the one you sponge off of?
Uh-huh.
When I brought up that it was Mother's Day, he said, I said, you didn't get me anything? And he says, we're buying it. I just bought you a house. He bought a house, so.
There you go. You got a house.
But somehow you found it inadequate.
Oh,
Rob.
I know, right?
Rob, I think we're bringing some personal issues onto the show today.
Rob got out of the fence again. Rob got through the invisible fence again.
Thank you, honey.
Oh, that fence is visible.
Hold on. Okay. I know we had the touchstones there. What? Hello?
Ma'am?
Was there more?
And Rob, you did it again. You scared her away.
She's gone. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Maybe I corrected her.
Hello?
Don and Mike.
Oh, yeah. Listen, we played the touchstones. Yeah. We got the trip to Vegas to give away. Be caller 100 right now. If you can answer a simple-ass trivia question about today's show,
fair enough.
You're going to be a big fat wiener. Hello?
Don and Mike. What's your gods?
Hey, what's happening?
How's it going? Hey, when I was younger, probably right after E.T. came out, I was flying on a Pan Am flight from San Francisco to London, and in the first class lounge before I got on the flight, I met Drew Barrymore, and on the flight, she tried to steal my watch.
Wow. Oh, come on.
Precocious child.
How did that happen?
Okay, well, I went into the head, was washing my hands, left my watch in the bathroom.
Right.
Came out. I took my watch off to wash my hands. Came out.
Oh, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Are you a giving lover? That was my tribute to Buzz. Well, Buzz is my hero today. I'm sorry, anyway.
Well, it comes out that I go and I start talking to her. This is she was in the upstairs of the 747.
How old would she have been at that stage?
I don't know. I was like 10, and she's probably 2 years younger than me.
What kind of watch? You didn't have a Rolex president, did you?
At 10, were you a giving lover?
God.
Yeah, I wish.
Uh-huh. So you're 10 years old, you leave your watch in the bathroom, and she tries to steal it?
With my teddy bear.
Oh, God.
Yeah, the stewardess made her give it back to me.
Did I ever tell you that story about really my first true lover was my teddy bear?
Yes.
Your Vermont teddy bear?
I blocked it out.
No, his name was Teddy.
Yeah.
His name was just Teddy.
Yeah, you used to tell that story a lot.
I know, I can't tell it anymore, but
anymore.
We were very close.
Right.
Teddy.
Crispy Teddy.
Messy Teddy.
Wash.
All right, so hold on a second. Drew Barrymore, was she a giving lover?
I wish I could tell you.
And you know, I miss that teddy bear. Good old Soggy.
Oh, okay. Now I'm grossed out. You know, you were able to gross out even with the new standards now, which is great.
Come here, Soggy Bear. Come on. Oh, you're all wet. So anyway, Drew Barrymore stole your watch. And you're a giving lover.
And what?
And you're a giving lover.
And I'm a giving what?
Never mind.
Listen.
You know, come on, asshat. Play the game, will you, please?
Please tell us again about Drew Barrymore and the watch.
Well, she stole my watch. The stewardess made her give it back to me.
Uh-huh. What kind of watch was it?
It was, I don't know, my dad gave it to me. I forget even what it was.
Was your dad a giving lover to your mom?
I'm here.
Yeah.
That's true.
Was your dad a giving lover to you? I mean, was your dad a loving father? I'm sorry.
My dad was a good father.
Yeah. Was it a pocket watch?
No, it wasn't a pocket watch.
Okay. Anything else? Anything else about Drew Barrymore?
So she stole your watch.
She stole my watch.
Uh-huh. Anything else?
She was a giving lover.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
You finally came around. You may go.
Okay, get out of here.
Sometimes it requires more training.
Ooh, a lot of work.
Let's give away the trip.
Jose and Hose B. Boy, when in doubt, go back to a good one.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yes, hello. Hello there. Caller 100, what is your name?
Troy.
And where are you from?
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm surprised I got through. I'm from Baltimore.
All right, thanks for listening. Have you been listening to the whole show today?
Pretty much, since I left work.
Oh, what time do you leave work?
4.
Okay, I'm going to give you a question.
Okay.
About something that happened on the show today.
All right.
What is the first name of the man that Beth Ann McBride made cry?
Matt.
Bingo.
Oh. Winner, yeah.
Way to go.
Yeah.
Everybody celebrate.
You are a big, fat winner, and you are going to Las Vegas.
No joke.
We're all holding hands and dancing around the studio for you.
Not a joke. You're going to Las Vegas, courtesy of Independence Air, the official airline of the Don and Mike Show. Fly I and get your happy bags game tag.
Other way.
FlyI.com. Go your own way. Enjoy your time in Las Vegas.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay, you got it. And when you get out there, I hope you find a giving lover.
Yes. Aren't we all looking for a giving lover?
Thank you. Hold on a second. Hold on.
Right. In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people. He made it up.
Are you a giving lover?
A good question, I think.
I'm trembling with anticipation.
Well, you know, we didn't talk about that, Buzz.
What?
We'll talk about it tomorrow. Your movie moment.
Oh, that's true.
Buzz had had a meltdown in the movie.
No,
he was telling me about.
A little public anger with my part.
To it, really. Yeah, save that for tomorrow.
Very
show.
Good.
What is your lead story on News and Comments tonight, Buzzarito?
Tonight, a plot to steal the president's football, just like on 24.
Wow. Oh, did anybody see the video of Bush driving the old Russian car with Putin?
Yeah. Lovely looking car, Putin.
If Bush didn't look like just the biggest...
Didn't they look like it was a toy car?
And
man, I drive this thing. I've been to Disneyland.
They kept saying, look at how at home President Bush feels behind the wheel.
Yeah. That's frightening.
That thing was jerking back.
Unbelievable. Man, it's great. I like this.
I'd love to get one from a ranch.
Him and Pootie Poot. And that old car that screams communism.
Oh, man. How fast does this thing go, Pootie Poot?
Okay, Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz about the president's football.
That's right. For news right, and comment.
Coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
The Mike Show. That was very professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Krefa?
The Don and Mike Show.
They taint the whatnot. Don and Mike.
This is news right now, Buzz, brought to you by Smoke Break.
This is good smoke.
Smokers. Break the nasty habit without gaining weight. Smoke Break. Revolutionary tablet for smokers. Get it now at fine retailers.
This is good smoke.
Gotcha.
Hi, Mike.
Hi there, Billy Big Voice. How are you?
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. The football is the suitcase that is always close to the President of the United States. It's the portable version of the button at the White House that allows the President to activate our nuclear weapons. The football is with the President wherever he goes, and it followed him on his recent visit to the Netherlands. And it was there on Sunday that Dutch police arrested six activists who were plotting to steal the football.
Well, I hope they weren't going to put it in an oven. The Dutch oven.
The Dutch oven is one of the most painful things to experience if you are not the giver.
The six were arrested while en route to the president's hotel. The anti-nuclear group says it was extremely shocked to hear that there was such a device, that there is such a device. Apparently, they don't watch 24.
I've got to get the football.
And there's only three 24s left.
Yeah,
how many are left? Only
right.
Three left,
yeah.
Right.
After tonight, just two.
And aren't we close to like some kind of meltdown when they left it last week?
Oh, we're melting down. The president's football is missing, and apparently we're going to war with China. So,
oh, my goodness!
It's a mess.
All right, we're just talking about a TV show. No need for you to get your...
It's very exciting
in a wad.
TV show, though.
That's a Dutch treat.
There was, apparently.
She's pretty and she's nice.
Yes, she is.
Please quiet. Who is pretty and nice?
I think he's going to take me for a ride in it.
Well, I'd love him to take you for a ride off the pier.
What, Rosie?
So, it's a free country. I'm a person.
I know you're a person. I just want you to keep your voice down.
Quiet. How's your dad?
Our daddy is dead.
Oh, good.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Please... Quiet mouth.
Yeah, because he has a green card. He's cute.
Please, just a little quiet during the news.
I think he's a jerk.
I think you're a jerk.
I don't think it's right for a bird on somebody.
That was your father's casket. Keep you quiet.
Our dad is dead.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Think about it.
Okay. Bye, Rosie.
Excellent.
Yeah. Bye. Okay.
See you tomorrow.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
There was apparently...
Thank you.
Thank you, Rosie. Okay, shut up now.
Thank you.
Shut up. Apparently there was a secret...
No.
Oh, she's not gone.
I thought she was gone, too.
There was apparently a secret agreement between President Bush and England's Tony Blair to invade Iraq and to find a way to justify it to their voters. And now 88 members of Congress have signed a letter asking the president about this. The story broke in the British press last week while we were all obsessed with the runaway bride. That's the tricky thing about distractions. They're distracting. The respected London Times reports that the U.S. and Britain entered into a secret agreement in 2002 to attack Iraq. The paper says the two countries had also discussed creating a pretext for that invasion, an excuse, a story they could both stick to. At least until the weapons of mass destruction thing fell apart.
I'm surprised the Blair Witch Project got re-upped for another term over there.
Yeah, they did.
They made a lot of changes with the guys that wear wigs, though, right?
Yes, they did. He has a very weak government now. He may be forced to resign. But after all the fun they made of us for re-electing George Bush, they re-elected Tony Blair.
They did. He's not as controversial a figure over there. Well, maybe he's even more so.
He's certainly a weaker figure over there than President Bush is here.
Oh, please.
No, I know, hard to believe. No, I know, but it's politically, it's true.
I love his niece, though.
Who's that, Linda?
Linda.
Yeah, she's a head turner.
We've lost great. The football.
You are looking live at the Netherlands. But no, look what we have here. A group of little terrorists trying to steal the football here in the Netherlands as the president drives
the goofy Russian car. For a long time.
So leading up to this secret agreement, this secret agreement about invading Iraq and finding a way to justify it, leading up to that, Tony Blair expressed a need, quote, for the U.S. to create conditions to justify the war, end quote. Those are Mr. Blair's words. After his own foreign secretary had described the case for invasion as thin. 88 lawmakers are now asking our president if this is true, and they're waiting for his answer.
That sounds like maybe that could be impeachable.
That could be big. We'll see. Oh, the White House, if anybody pays attention. The White House, meanwhile, is planning for the day when it might get to fill not one but two Supreme Court vacancies. The president reportedly told his senior staff recently to, quote, plan for two.
Why is that? All of our Supreme Court justices are so young and full of life.
And they're all giving lovers.
There's a reason to keep them there. Mm-hmm. The president's advisors are reportedly of the belief that at least one opening is imminent and that perhaps two justices will step down at the end of this term.
Opening.
I heard that Sandra O'Connor signed with Vivid Pictures.
Whoa.
So that'll leave an opening.
How about Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
Also.
She signed with, who's the one that says all real boobs?
Oh, she signed with
Kick-Ass Pictures.
Kick-Ass Pictures.
And we'll know it by heart.
And be appearing with Ron Hollywood.
And Scalia? He's in?
Yeah, he's in. He's, you know what they say about him. Move over, Ron Jeremy.
That's right. Hedgehog indeed. When people talk,
Buzz,
that's what, yes.
God, he is ramped up today.
That's what they call him, Jeremy.
Do you think he's a caring, sharing lover?
Giving.
Oh, giving.
Giving.
He giving
can't,
lover?
He can't help it.
Caring, sharing, giving. Okay,
when people talk about the constitutional call for a separation of church and state, the conversation's usually about keeping any particular church out of the government. This story is about keeping politics out of the church. In Waynesville, North Carolina, the pastor of a Baptist church has reportedly led most of the membership in kicking out 9 Democrats. He told the Democrats they were still welcome to attend his services if there's room. Some of the kicked-out members did show up yesterday morning with their lawyers at church. Now the minister has lawyered up as well. He says it was all just a big misunderstanding at this point and that it had nothing to do with politics.
Y'all get out of the church now. You're not holy. You'll go and get shoe fly.
Is America ready for a woman president?
No.
Not just Hillary, any woman.
No.
We'll find out this fall as ABC premieres. Not that woman either. We'll find out this fall. Well, maybe her. We'll find out. She's tough. She'll make Tony Blair cry. We'll find out this fall if America's ready as ABC premieres a new show called Commander in Chief in which Gina Davis plays the first female president of the United States.
What's it, a sitcom?
No, it's a drama. A drama, as we like to say.
We're supposed to think that big Amazon woman is going to be our president?
Hey, she got all the hits in A League of Their Own.
ABC is reportedly crazy about the show, and if the viewers agree, it might even change people's minds about the concept of a woman president. But the latest survey show we have a way to go. Although a majority of us say we're okay with having a woman president, we're also telling pollsters we don't think our friends and neighbors feel that way. And that may be the most telling survey result of all.
I think Jamie Lee Curtis should run. That way we have the best of all worlds. Then we have a hermaphrodite as our president.
Male and female. Gina Davis giving up the archery now? And now she's going to be president?
I don't know if she's given up the archery or not. She may maintain that.
And she did that in real life, right?
Yeah, she was an Olympian.
She won. I don't know if she won a medal, but she didn't she like go to the Olympics?
She did compete. That's
she's
right.
She's kind of hot. Yeah.
I heard she
needs to be.
I heard she stinks. She's got the bad hygiene.
Really?
Gina. Like, bad hygiene.
Didn't we have a story like people that... Oh, hygiene.
No. But we did have a
story
about
didn't we have a story like that? Her castmates?
She was one of the stinkiest stars in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But just about any change might be good for the country's image around the world, which
and we're not talking breath.
Shock jock. Potty mouth.
I'm sorry.
God, there you go again, Mike. Jesus Christ. Hello, FCC? Yes, he said it. Cuff me now. You bet.
Sorry.
Mike O apostrophe M-E-A-R-A.
Sorry, Ms. Davis.
Sean Patrick, real name. He said it, not me.
God, I hate it when you include the confirmation.
Celtic. That's right, FCC.
Celtic spelling.
He was talking about the daisy.
The image of the U.S.
The stinky daisy.
The image of the U.S. around the world has taken a beating lately, as you might imagine, and that's more of a fact than an opinion if you talk to travel agents. They say the U.S. is losing billions of dollars a year as travelers from other lands make it a point to avoid the United States. billions a year. International tourism in the U.S. is down by more than a third compared to 20 years ago.
Fine.
And travel agents aren't just looking at their own shrinking incomes. Quoting the head of the Travel Industry Association of America, if we don't address these issues, the long-term impact for Coca-Cola, General Motors, and McDonald's could be very damaging.
T.S.
It's our economy.
Get out of here. Go back.
They come, they buy our burgers, they buy our cars. We get richer.
Get out of here. Go back home.
We're
back home now.
Okay, what about the other way around?
Get on this carpet. And fly back home.
See ya. Other way around. American students overseas are finding it harder to get laid these days. The American students say U.S. foreign policy has put a damper on their I'm-going-to-take-a-year-off-and-hike-through-Europe fund.
Now, this is wrong, and this I don't like.
Quoting one college student, I've been in Amsterdam for 2 months and have yet to begin a conversation with a cute girl that hasn't ended in a lecture about how big, evil America is taking everyone's oil. I offer to buy them a drink, and they tell me I should not just stand by and watch Bush destroy the world. End quote. A report from the Center for U.S. International Casual Relations keeps in touch with 1,400 American students returning from overseas.
You know, maybe that's the problem with my wife.
Yes.
No, what you just said.
Casual relations?
Casual.
Yeah.
I'm going to press something more formal. The center says sexual contact between American students and foreigners has declined in the past 5 years.
We're both Americans. My wife and I are both Americans.
Right.
She's not a foreigner, and I'm not a foreigner.
Anyway, this contact now down to just 11%.
Maybe she'd have sex with Lou Graham.
Quoting one researcher, unpopular military actions have galvanized world hostility toward the U.S. Instead of being inundated with questions about Hollywood, Americans are openly scorned in European pubs.
Lou Graham was the lead singer of Foreigner, right?
Okay.
Quoting another student, I voted for Kerry, but when I got to Europe, I might as well have been wearing a Bush bumper sticker on my forehead, and acting like you're apathetic about politics just pisses them off more.
Hey, listen, screw them. I don't care if they hate Bush or not. I hate Bush, but I'll still say this.
We're talking about young people getting laid.
The greatest nation in America. You don't like our nation? Kiss our ass.
He
get out of here.
For people getting laid.
Arnold was right. Let's put up the borders.
Yes.
Let's do it. Nobody leaves. Nobody enters. That's
put up the borders and have all the foreigners out. Keep the foreigners out of the country.
That's right.
Yes, Dunkershine.
When marijuana activists put on a suit and tie, that's our story when we return.
All right, bud. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Sick est ridiculous locus.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Dude Walker. Don't forget our official internet home, www.donandmikewebsite.com. Yeah, I've jammed with them before.
That's right.
At a craft fair. At a mall.
And you were spot on when you did it.
Oh, yeah. That was great.
You were rocking.
I was great. Can I tell you this about Rob Grill?
Yes.
Lead singer of the Grassroots?
Please.
He's a giving lover.
That's the important.
He gave to you that day.
Hell, you bet.
He gave to you that day.
With his grassroots.
Meant to say.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Last week, after the news that the war on drugs is focusing more on marijuana and putting more people in jail for it, hundreds of concerned citizens and lawmakers got together in Washington, D.C. It was a non-smoking suit-and-tie dinner featuring chicken Kiev and contemporary jazz. And even though the dinner was hosted by the Marijuana Policy Project, the video featuring Tommy Chong was not a comedy. It was about his recent imprisonment for making bongs.
That was delicious chicken Kiev. I'll have the brownie for dessert.
The Marijuana Policy Project is a lobby group trying to convince lawmakers to make our drug laws make sense. Quoting a project spokesman, we are not pro-marijuana, we are anti-jail. We decided no scrunchy beards, no ponytails. We'd try to look as much like Republicans as we could.
I got in trouble 7 years ago, not that I'm counting the days.
Right.
It doesn't really work.
Mm-hmm.
You want to say you're pro-marijuana, pro-marijuana and anti-jail?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really work.
No.
Good luck. When you sell that, let me know.
Hear it here first.
I'll be there.
Finally, dogs do have a sense of humor. Scientists have now confirmed this. They also now say that your dog does, in fact, smile.
Yes.
Just not for the reason you think.
Really?
Researchers at England's Bristol University say dogs smile or grin a lot, but usually because they're confused. Smiling is especially common in Dobermans, Corgis, Collies, and German Shepherds.
Now, my German Shepherd does smile all the time.
Well, he's confused. Researchers say a smile on a dog is usually accompanied by a lower body posture and a tail wag. And they say this means, what do you want me to do? No word on whether dogs believe that humans are able to bark.
Incidentally, I'd just like to point out, while I have this thought that my dog's smiling and you're making fun of me.
No, I'm not. I'm saying you're right.
I didn't give my wife a Mother's Day card from the dogs and didn't draw a little paw
prints. That's how you do it. If you have a pet and you're giving a card,
you print them and
you color in little paw prints.
And you know what?
Have you ever thought about doing it in blood?
When Buzz wrote the names, he wrote it like in Toys R Us type script.
The younger cat's handwriting isn't yet what it ought to be, but he'll come along.
And the Y was backwards in Monty.
Very, very clever.
Now, quoting one researcher...
No, my dogs do smile at me, Bob.
Yes, they do. Quoting one researcher...
because they're confused. They're confused about, come on, I'm not such a caring, gentle lover.
That's right. Now, quoting one researcher speaking about her own dog, I think he definitely has a wicked sense of humor.
Wicked.
And that takes us to Japan, where newspaper reports tell of a seeing-eye dog leading a blind couple onto some railroad tracks. The dog failed to stop the couple as they approached the edge of the platform. Just a little story to make your dog smile.
This is good!
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Now I'm laughing.
No! No! Yeah.
That's it, we got five.
Yeah.
Ron and Fez are coming up sometime. We'll be back tomorrow.
Well, I'm really not sure what's next on WJFK.
No one
if it's Larry's show or if it's Ron and Fez.
Larry was here last week. I said hello to him. I think he might be here again this week.
It's Wolfman Brian. I'm not really sure.
Never know.
We got to go. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. Thanks a lot for listening, everybody. Had a lot of fun today. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you.
Oh, I got to go home and study. I have shul tomorrow.
Jose and Jose.
We'll meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind. Be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.